the things we do for you.
Ah, yes.
The home listener.
Mm-hmm.
The things we do for you. It's appreciated. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. And I don't mean the crap we're doing now. I mean the crap that we had to do to ensure the fact that we'd be on now.
And we are on now. We are here in control now, gentlemen.
And happy Fat Tuesday. Or as it's known, every Tuesday on the women
here at WJMK.
Oh, WJMK calendar.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. No chicken Marcella for you.
Oh.
You don't make people think that's true.
Yeah, and Buzz, of course it isn't.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Of course it isn't.
Yeah, we're kidding, but I mean, you know what it is? Know that.
I can tell you what it is. It's a lie.
No, it's about the women who work upstairs.
Ah, I hardly ever get up there.
They're fat. Mike, I heard that.
That was on purpose, though. See, I did that so you would.
They are...
I'm
like,
sorry.
They are more beautiful than the women on this floor.
Amen.
The women who work one floor upstairs, who I don't think can hear the show in their office up there.
You better hope not.
I hope not. Anyway, happy, well, on the calendar, it says that every Tuesday.
Right.
Will we be calling bars in New Orleans today?
Well, Mike, the FCC has something to do with that now.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, we got the numbers. If we can get drunk people's permission,
yes.
Then of course we can do that.
Shrove Tuesday, Fat Tuesday.
It's always been one of my favorite features.
Mardi Gras.
We got it in here. So, don't we have the Mardi Gras phone numbers
in here? I think we do. If not, I have them in my file. Will you be having pancakes for dinner?
No. Is that what they do?
That's right. The tradition.
Pancakes?
Yes. It is?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a Methodist thing.
Here we go. Got them. Look at that. Mardi Gras. Pay phones.
Hey, look at that. Look at how neat that is. It's not even dog-eared.
Prepared.
Nicely
ready.
Done.
There
my
you go.
My penmanship.
That's good.
Yes.
For Lent?
Oh, does Lent begin today?
Tomorrow.
So go crazy tonight. Get it all out of your system.
Are you going to be giving anything up?
Mike, you're supposed to give up something that really matters to you.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm going to give up listening to the Bill O'Reilly Show for Lent.
You know, I hate to be a copycat.
I know it's a great sacrifice.
It is, and it's a wonderful idea. I hadn't given it much thought.
It even counts here at the station. Like, when you walk past a monitor, you have to go, you put your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 la,
we'll just turn it down. Sure.
For 40 days, I'm giving up The Amazing Race.
Really?
It is the last episode tonight.
The last episode tonight.
How's that?
Yeah. Okay.
What are you giving up, Buzz?
I haven't decided yet. There's so many things to choose from. So many things I should give up.
Well, do you want to discuss that now?
Not really.
Why did you just say O'Reilly, then?
O'Reilly. Okay. That's what I'm giving up.
Very good.
Yeah, that's right.
But what does it matter? All of our souls are as black as sackcloth.
This
doesn't
is
make
true.
It good.
Absolutely.
As black as sackcloth.
That's a biblical reference.
That's when I think Rob ought to be walking in here in a powdered wig.
Well, before we start this Fat Tuesday show, of course, hello.
Well, hi there.
Hello, only two groaners for you today. It's all or nothing.
Very good, very
from
exciting.
From the Lame Prep Service or from Lame Rob. Here we go.
Delightful.
What punk? What? Excuse me. Let's start again.
Rewind.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Ben Drysdale.
That's how the Beatles got their start. Now back to the countdown.
Mm-hmm.
What pop punk band is popular in the ghetto?
Which one?
Hood Charlotte. Oh. See, it said pop punk and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
oh.
Hood Charlotte. Okay, one more.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir Paul was great during the Super Bowl. What building in Washington, D.C. is visited mostly by old Jewish women? The Yentagon.
Ooh.
That's all I got. I'm ready for a hey now, please.
Hey now, but wait, hold on.
I'm with you.
Right.
Why is Sir Paul in there?
Oh, just because I was just filling time in between.
Okay, we were.
See, you said it like it was part of the joke.
No, he's just doing some DJ pattern.
You didn't put the punctuation in it.
Did everybody out there listening think that was part of it?
Yeah. We thought that was like Sir Paul. It was like the second joke.
Excuse me for simply using a relatable from Super Bowl 39, which I found to be of perfect taste.
It was a time. timely and topical comment that usually doesn't fit in the Groners.
You're focused on Groners.
These Groners really do suck.
Yeah.
So it's Good Charlotte or the Entagon taking the Sir Paul out of it. Buzz, what do you think?
I'm going to say it's the service today.
Service Michael.
Winner!
I take that as a vote of confidence.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. And hello, everybody.
Hello
there. That's what I get for bringing up Paul.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And you love it when you get a note from Joe correcting you, don't you?
I do. I'd like to present that now. Or after this.
No, go ahead.
Okay. The Yentagon is in Arlington, not D.C.
Thanks, Joe.
It's funnier now.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. And his soul torn apart. View discretion advised.
How have you been?
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. The Ariz family. And all the ships at sea. Mrs. Ariz. Please know this.
What?
Lose their phone number. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin. Hello, everybody. Hi there. John Kerry, hi.
Hi there.
Hi there. Let's get retarded. Don and Mike show a new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That Tuesday. That Tuesday 02-08-05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
And you, Buzz, no, you're not. And hi, everybody. Let's get retarded. Don and Mike show. It's a Tuesday, February 8th.
Yes, get ready for your last day before you, give stuff up.
If you believe that voodoo. 2005. 2005, the year of our Lord.
Yes.
877-365-3636. That's our national number.
Amen.
From anywhere in America. From Canada. Yeah, okay, we'll let you call. 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. If you're listening to us on WJFK, great radio station run by Bill O'Reilly, call 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
Oh, here's the guy that cranked O'Reilly today.
Oh, good.
And the call got dumped out by Bill O'Reilly. But here is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I'm really enjoying the new sound of Don and Mike this year, by the way. I'm a member of the Ardinger Army, and we're upset that he's not on right now. So, yeah, I called him. He dumped the JFK.
Hold on. Stop
the Ardinger Army.
Stop for a second. That's funny.
Yeah.
I asked him, between his TV show and the radio, how does he have time to be the new general manager?
And what I heard was it got right up to the new GM of W, and that's...
Let me just set this up so you understand. The thing about Joe was he's upset that Joe doesn't do the 2 o'clock hour anymore in WJFK because O'Reilly is on.
Right.
And during the O'Reilly radio show today, this guy got through and asked him how he liked being the general manager of WJFK. Now, Mike was listening, and what did you hear when they
hit
the dumb button?
Exactly what you said, sir, but the only part that got out was the general manager of W.
The worst thing about it was I had to wait on hold for 2 friggin' breaks, and I had to listen to him the whole goddamn time.
That is rough.
Glad you got through. And nice to know that Bill O'Reilly, Mr. Tough Guy, I mean, you're generally supposed to use the delay, you know, if someone...
If there's a naughty word,
says
right.
a bad word.
That's
I mean,
right.
you know, beyond that, you know...
Yeah, it was obvious. It was obvious what was done too, because he waited until the W and then just moved by it very quickly, and it was very transparent, and it appeared to be somewhat of a lie.
Thanks a lot, guys. I thought it was the best phone call of all time.
of all time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. You know, we should see if we can find out. Can we get a copy of that pre-delay?
No, we can't.
We can't?
No, because we tape it post-delay.
Can we get a copy of what it was like on the air though?
Maybe. I call Travis.
Call Travis.
Yeah.
See, I like to hear you could hear it, too. That'd
just
be nice.
When he says W.
And then he moves on and moves forward.
Then it goes ahead. Yeah, we had some behind-the-scenes stuff today that got worked out, so we don't have to scream about it. The fabulous Bill O'Reilly controlling Mike.
Those two guys look like a couple of... You know what they look like? They look like a couple of leg breakers for the mob. They really look like a couple of tough guys that walked by.
I don't think the one guy looked like a tough guy that walked by.
They looked suspicious. Maybe I'm all 24'd out after last night's episode.
I'm Kiefer Sutherland. Remember, The Arabs that we depict on this show are not like the slimy Arabs around the world. Thank you for watching. Did you see that at the end last night?
It was at the beginning, wasn't it? Before he went somewhere.
Yeah. The Aaron's family.
And that's the Aaron's family. I called Rob last night because that's, I think I've mentioned, is the funniest part of the show when they're showing the characters at the beginning of 24. It says Jack Bauer. And then they have the Bad Family, the Arras family. The Arras family. Hey,
and that was fantastic last night. I mean, it gave me what I wanted. I wanted him to get the snitch. Yep. I wanted him to get the snitch before the show. And they deliver. You're sitting there and they go to the last commercial break and you're like, there's just no way they could get all this stuff in there.
That Aisha Taylor's going to get away with it.
You think she's going to walk and then they
boom.
And then they cram all that action into the last 5 minutes of the show.
And how about the lady that they were torturing? She's going to come out and be like,
I'm ready to work at CTU now.
Here's what's great about it. Yes, once you suspend disbelief.
Yeah.
What makes me laugh on 24 is when they will mention what Jack has done, and then you realize just how many people he's shot and everything that's gone on.
Well, that's like when the soap opera people get together and have like if they're on the Regis show
and they have a dialogue about what happened.
And they'll say, "Well, I've been married 18 times on the show. I've been divorced 24." Everybody laughs about it, but for the housewives that watch it,
here's the line. The line was, "Oh yes, I saw you on TV. You and your father, the Secretary of Defense, were kidnapped earlier this morning."
And casual Secretary of Defense, who's had time, of course, to shave and get a laundered shirt.
William Devane, yeah.
He's not soaked together that he can put on a tie, but he is hanging out in a sport jacket.
It was great.
What a great show that 24
is. It is fantastic.
Were you as pleased as I was when that car blew up? Great turn.
Yeah, it's really good.
Cool.
Show's really good. I'm Kiefer Sutherland. The way that Arabs are depicted on 24 is not how we all feel. A lot of Arabs are good. Now please enjoy this episode of 24 as the Arabs are trying to kill us all.
And has melted down our nuclear power plants. Stop it!
Let's hear it for the Anas family.
and the Aisha Taylor that you mentioned earlier, is that her name, Aisha?
Yes.
I find her guilty of being drop-dead gorgeous.
Yes, she is hot.
Yeah.
She is hot.
Oh, my God. But then again, your hormones are like...
Listen to Buzz.
You're having a meltdown with your hormones always.
Listen to Matlock over there. I find her guilty of being beautiful.
That's the same kind of line that he uses in most bars, too.
That's why
you are guilty of being beautiful.
That's why he has to turn on all the offers from Hallmark. And American Greed.
I know. They've begged me for years.
Okay, so 24 is great. Yeah. We watched that show. We love that show.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly must have something to do with that show because he works for Fox and he runs everything.
That's right.
Now, the problem we almost had before we went on the air today, which we were able to resolve, but it's still funny to talk about.
Right.
I'm going to try to explain this. It's behind-the-scenes stuff. Because O'Reilly has muscled his way into our lineup here on our home station, WJFK, and because this company, Infinity, is the most paranoid company in the world, except when it comes to Howard, we now have an incredible amount of delay built up. We were actually theorizing, and we're going to do an experiment tonight to see if Mike can get to his car and hear the end of the show.
Yeah, hear the last words that I say. Hear my own last words before I get to my own car.
And we don't want Mike to leave any faster than he normally does.
Is that possible?
No, it's not. No. It's just that they've got an incredible amount of delay built up now. You know, but it's not that we can't deal with, and it's nothing that you guys listening should even care about.
You know what I'm going to do, though, tonight? Tonight I plan to mosey briskly. That's what I'm going to do. I will mosey down to my car briskly.
So the problem is with all of this extra delay and the fact that O'Reilly runs a show that goes right into like 5 seconds until 3 o'clock when we're supposed to start, there was roughly 2 minutes that would have to be filled. Starting at 3 o'clock, 12 noon on the West, meaning that all of you guys listening on any other station except WJFK, for the beginning of our show from now until forever, would be filled with 2 minutes of local commercials before we came on, so that the network could catch up to Bill O'Reilly's schedule for WJFK.
Right.
So I had a nice little... just whining and screaming match with the program. I worked my way up the food chain today.
Right.
Started with the engineer, then went to Beth Ann McBride, then got to the program director, and finally got the de facto general manager down.
Mm-hmm.
And he, incidentally, he loves working for O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Michael Hughes.
Well, that's good.
We all do.
We all do.
I only wish everybody had the healthy amount of respect they do for their boss, as Michael Hughes does.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Because whatever Bill O'Reilly's ordering to happen on this station
is happening.
It's happening, mm-hmm. and it's happening like things never happen around here.
Well, you know what, Don? He's a can-do guy.
The best manager of all time.
Of all time.
So today, before the show, and here's the point of all of this, in true lovers' quarrels, spat, petty, everything that we're known for, we had what it was a throwdown meeting with Hughes. In essence, it came down to the last 2 minutes of the Bill O'Reilly show as opposed to the 2 minutes that start our show.
Right.
And
did we win that one?
Yes, we did.
Good.
Yes, we did. You got, if you're listening on WJFK, you got gypped out of 2 minutes of Bill O'Reilly today.
Right.
Two fantastic minutes that you'll never hear.
Very good.
And here's the call.
Let's go to Leonardtown, Maryland. Chris is in the No Spin Zone. What say you, Chris?
Hey, Bill. Great show today. I love your topic.
Thank you.
Wondering, between the TV show and the radio show, how are you also finding time to be the new general manager of WJFK?
I am a man of many talents. I can do many, many things. Ambidextrous is what they call me.
Not bad for a live edit.
That's pretty good. He needs to have some better. He needs to have some better
comeback material.
No,
singers.
He needs to have a better delay so that you wouldn't even hear like the last half of that guy's question.
Right. Let's go to Leonardtown, Maryland. Chris is in the No Spin Zone. What say you, Chris?
Hey, Bill. Great show today. I love your topic.
Thank you.
Wondering, between the TV show and the radio show, how are you also finding time to be the new general manager of
I am a man of many talents. I can do many, many things. Ambidextrous.
There it is.
Yeah, there he is. He's the guy.
Did I characterize it accurately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy that's running the show, and everybody around here. I might just tell you, it's double time around here because there's a new sheriff in town,
right?
And General Manager Bill O'Reilly's going to make things happen. Now, I have the pleasure of helping out people who have been gypped by this company.
Okay.
And previous managements.
Well, that's fine.
I'm going to start with the most needy and work my way down.
All right.
On a very small list of people that are important to us on the show.
Very good.
I happen to know that Beth Ann is owed a raise.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Rob's owed a raise. I know that Buzz is owed a raise.
Mm-hmm.
We've had no luck. They've had no luck going to management with these problems.
Okay.
We're now going to call Fox News in New York. Get through to Bill O'Reilly, at least get his voicemail, mm-hmm. and ask him for a raise for these people.
Very good.
So let's see. Now, Rob, you got to the answer live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Buzz.
So when they answer live, I'm going to have to turn it off, and then Rob will get his voicemail.
Thank you.
So we're going to get his voicemail.
Now they're piping in the Fox audio.
Very good.
Wow, that would be exciting to hear.
They seem to support our president.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what they're saying. I bet it's fair and balanced. And the rules.
Can I leave a message for Bill O'Reilly, please?
The rules with this O'Reilly crap for his voicemail is that, you made the call before the show. What were the rules?
Hold on. I think we're about to get our beep.
Okay. Hold on. Then Rob will tell you the ridiculous rules for calling this guy. Like we're really going to get a hold of him.
Sure.
What are you doing?
They're giving us the mailing address.
So what are his rules?
Oh, the rules are that all messages will be taped. No outsider that doesn't work for Fox News can call the Bill O'Reilly office. All messages will be listened to and answered if need be at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
So for all of you guys looking for a raise,
you'll have your answer.
Answer.
Very good. I don't think so. Well, you're going straight to the power.
You'll be walking on air.
Walking on air.
What was that movie?
It was Hannah and Her Sisters.
Hannah and Her Sisters.
I have my answer. I'm walking on air.
I'm walking on air.
Michael Caine in Hannah and Her Sisters.
For goodness sakes, how long is the prompt? What are you listening to now, boy?
We don't want a transcript. We don't want to be a Fox fan.
Although I am, and I do. Want the transcript,
I'd like to notify them of a mistake. Please press 4.
Now, the only mistake would be Bill O'Reilly's not on all the time.
Well, no, the mistake would be the raises. Maybe it's an oversight.
Well, can we just get to him?
No.
I mean, doesn't it have, like, if you either like or dislike Bill O'Reilly, press here?
Where you 7. At? We can leave a comment to the Fox News channel.
Okay, here we go. Let me know.
Hold it.
What are you doing now?
Waiting for the beep.
They might not be able to call us back personally.
Okay.
They're still talking.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, I just got a call from sales.
Yeah?
While you're talking to them, can you put in for a new laser printer?
No, I can only help you guys.
Okay, guys, we got to keep it in-house,
okay,
Beth Ann.
Hold on.
It's recording.
It's got to be our family.
On. It's recording right now. Hello, Commandant O'Reilly.
GM, a little respect, please. You don't be frivolous.
All right.
This is the GM, and you've got to show, please. You're going to get us all in trouble.
General Manager O'Reilly.
Thank you.
I'm Don, and this is my best buddy, Mike.
Hello, sir.
First, congratulations.
May I say, how are you, sir?
Congratulations on the bang-up job you're doing, constantly changing the lineup at WJFK in Washington.
Thank you, sir.
Now, there are some people who are past due in raises, even cost-of-living raises, here at WJFK. And being as you're the general manager, I thought you could help these people out.
Give them the names.
Beth Ann McBride.
A wonderful producer of our show, The Don and Mike Show.
And also a big, big supporter of you.
Absolutely, and deserves every nickel.
It's true.
Also, Rob Spiewak.
The wonderful...
who I think has more in common with you than you probably know, sir.
Does a bang-up job. The functions of the studio would not happen without him.
I'm sure maybe you've even met Rob at a meeting somewhere. And then there's Buzz.
Phenomenal crackerjack newsman and all-around love machine.
He's a bon vivant.
Mm-hmm. He is.
He's a man about town.
And he's more deserving than anybody.
But he needs his 3% as well.
Absolutely.
That's all we're talking about, Bill. And frankly, all of the other general managers here have never gotten anything done.
Other than that, as far as we're concerned,
you're great.
Coffee mug might be nice.
And man, your show is great.
And we're 100% behind it.
We're all for you being on from 1 until 3 every day. Way to get yourself...
You have 15 seconds to finish recording.
Okay, here we go. Way to get yourself back in the lineup. You're the best boss we ever had.
Remember the names. Beth Ann McBride, Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank. They're very deserving, and we thought we'd go right to the top with our request for a raise.
And Lose Hughes. That's got to be the last thing.
It's not necessary.
Maximum length recorded.
Thank you.
Re-record. Press 2.
I think it's perfect.
Prove as is. Yeah. Press pound. Yeah. To make private, press 1. To make priority,
private.
To remove private status, press 1.
No.
To make priority, press 2.
Yes.
Private and
to remove
priority.
Private status,
all right.
Press 1.
Come on.
To remove priority status,
okay,
press 2.
Tell me when he gets it.
And press pound.
Pound.
Thank you for leaving your message.
My Back pleasure.
Your mailbox, press star R.
Yeah,
to
okay.
transfer to another extension,
okay.
press star.
Bye-bye.
Okay. There
bye
we go. Man. Okay, goodbye.
So long, man.
So that's...
thank you.
That's that.
That's good, and I'm glad we did that. And guys, I'd say you might be hearing something by the end of business today.
Because I'm telling you, unlike the other parade of losers that have held this position, this is the guy, this general manager, Bill O'Reilly, he gets things done.
Okay. Can-do man.
I'm going to stop on my way home and buy candy with that money that's on the way.
Absolutely,
candy.
Rob.
That's wise.
Candy.
Just buy a single bar.
No,
don't go crazy. Don't go buy like a bag with 6 candy bars.
Not like fun size.
Have fun.
Don't go nuts.
Ah, go wild. I think it's going to get taken care of.
Traditional 5 flavor.
Finally, something will get done.
Fantastic.
Is this Colette?
No, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan.
It's Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Can you tell me, how's the general manager doing?
It depends on which general manager you're talking about.
I like it when people are on the station. No, the real general, how's the real general manager doing?
I think that he's doing well.
And what did you think of his show today?
To be honest, I didn't really listen.
Oh, Megan.
Not
even less.
No, I was listening to the bits that you played, but I was on my lunch.
Megan, that's not the right answer.
Yeah, so you better be careful, Megan. You know, he's a powerful man.
We won't
I know.
Tell.
I'm going to get in trouble now. I'm going to get demoted.
Or worse, Megan.
Uh-oh.
Or worse.
Yeah, see, he's a powerful guy.
What if he was to call you?
I would run and hide.
Well, if he calls... Just let him say whatever he wants.
Okay.
Play along.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, how are you?
You're the best receptionist of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Well, I'm glad we got right to the top and left that message. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing.
I wonder how Hughes is enjoying this segment. He's up in the office wearing his gay glasses today.
He's basically just sitting in his swivel chair spinning around until he gets dizzy and sick.
Well, you know, I don't. This I don't even feel guilty about. When I got word of some of this crap happening last week, one of his comments to me was, "Hey, if it all happens, I'll be ready to take my lumps."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what Michael Hughes said.
Stand up move.
Don't tell O'Reilly that.
Bend over move.
Don't tell O'Reilly that he's up there spinning.
Oh yeah, cause it's a no spin zone.
Not allowed. You know, I'm guessing that Hughes would not want to play the game. If we called him and asked him what it's like to work for O'Reilly.
Oh, I don't think so. But you never know unless you try.
I know.
You never know unless you give it a shot.
It's been so long.
It'd be great if he did, really.
Let's see. Hughes is even on. Oh, he's on the list. Yeah, there you go. He's not on the list. Oh, I forgot they do this by first names, not by last names. Silly me. Michael Hughes. Got it.
All right, let's give him. I think is that him walking down the hallway?
I missed it. No, I was looking up numbers. I didn't see.
Just see what it feels like. You know, a lot of guys have taken this position and have run with it. Look at a guy like Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He was the second in command to Parcells.
Yeah.
And look at him now.
And he still dresses like he's the second in command.
Look at him, Super Bowl winner.
The person you're trying to reach is not available right now. I'll record your message at the tone.
Another message.
When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
You want to be O'Reilly?
Hi, Michael. This is Bill O'Reilly, and just want to say, as my second in command down in Washington, you're doing the best job of all time. Listen, what I need you to do is get raises for Beth Ann McBride, Rob Spiewak, and Buzz Burbank, all right? And get me a cup of coffee, too. Thanks a lot. What say you, Michael? Thanks for calling. Oh, I called you, but no matter. It's just a fact. No spinning, Michael. This is Bill O'Reilly, the best radio person and general manager of all time. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to add a message, enter 1. To listen to it...
Let me just hear the beginning.
To re-record, enter pound.
Hold on. What was the listen? Was it 2?
Hi, Michael. This is Bill O'Reilly. And just want to say, as my second in command down in Washington, you're doing the best job of all time.
He's doing great.
Listen, what I need you to do is get raises for Beth Ann McBride, Rob Spiewak, and Buzz Burbank.
And I'm telling you, that's really going to happen now for you guys.
Thanks.
This has been spotlighted.
What say you, Michael? Thanks for calling. Oh, I called you, but no matter. It's just a fact.
You know.
No spinning, Michael. This is Bill O'Reilly, the best radio person and general manager of all time.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
No.
To listen to it, 2.
No, just send
it. To re-record,
enter 5. No, just send it.
Oh, crap. I hope that's not re-recorded.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
No.
To listen to it, 2.
We just did it.
To re-record, enter pound.
No, come on, just get out of it.
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
There we go.
Excellent.
There you go.
If you need further assistance...
Shut up.
Yeah, I hate that.
Best of all time. Of all time.
The worst was the local Fox affiliate. I tried to call him over the weekend
because
I wasn't getting a high-def signal. And I just tried to get a question answered, and impenetrable, to the best of my knowledge.
Right.
Totally,
Fox
totally
Fox.
Impenetrable.
Let's go to Leonardtown, Maryland. Chris is in the no-spin zone. What say you, Chris?
Hey, Bill. Great show today. I love your topic.
Thank you.
Just wondering, between the TV show and the radio show, how are you also finding time to be the new general manager of
I am a man of many talents. I can do many, many things. Ambidextrous is what they call
it. You know, and he sat through the whole first part.
Yeah,
I love that part. I love your show.
Thank you.
I love the topic.
I'd like for anyone that calls in today to congratulate you guys on your topic.
Oh, shut up. Don't say that, Rob, because they will.
You know that's going to happen now.
Don't say that,
Robbie.
Because they will. This is Kiefer Sutherland. No man who doesn't hate Arabs. Bill O'Reilly.
Not at all. And we're sorry if anyone's offended. What say you, Kiefer?
Oh, Dave. Hello. This is the Don and Mike Show, Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike. Nice show. I really like your topic.
He wanted to see.
He's got a bad cell phone.
He was just going to say what.
But he was the eager beaver.
Yes, right.
He was the eager beaver that had to do it first.
First in line. Out on the shoot. Okay. Well,
you know why he called? Because you said, "Now we don't want all those calls."
It's Fat Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Let me see if any of these payphones, which are a dying art form, a payphone in America.
Yeah, you don't see payphones.
It's hard to find. Let me just see if anybody even picks this thing up, or if it just says it's out of service.
No, I was thinking the other day, do you know we used to, all of us, use payphones without thinking about?
Hold on.
We're sorry.
That one's gone. I'm hearing.
How disgusting of a notion is a payphone.
504.
Might have to start just getting numbers inside the bar.
The bars.
I've got those as well.
Okay.
Good. Big Daddy's, Strip Club, Maiden Voyage.
Didn't we go into Big Daddy's once?
Yes, we did.
We're sorry.
The one word that comes to mind is ew.
Let's see. Let's try Big Daddy's.
Those are nice beads.
In New Orleans.
I'm not wearing beads.
Now, Rob, I'll need your help over here.
Yeah.
If this rings to Big Daddy's. Oh, there we go. To see if we can get permission. Get some on-air happenings. Hi, Rob.
Hi, guys. Happy Fat Tuesday.
That's a good cord on that telephone.
That's what it is.
Great. Everything is great here. No feedback, though.
Listen, and that's on our end, that rustling sound.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rustle.
That's just in the cord.
Right. You know, sometimes it takes them at Big Daddy's well to get to the phone because they're, you know, people are dying to be entertained.
I'll give it one more ring, then we'll try somewhere else.
Do we have a phone number for the drag club?
The one that you went to?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Was it called the Cat's Meow?
I don't remember.
Was it called Gateway?
No.
Maiden Voyage?
No.
All right.
Sometimes you have to wait for the girl who answers the phone to finish her dance before she can come.
It's a skeleton crew, Buzz.
That's right.
Not many people, you know. She pours the drinks, she answers the phones, and she entertains.
There we go, Buzz. Buzz, Mike, Robbie got somebody.
The Don and Mike radio show. May I have permission to put your voice on the radio?
Here we go.
May we have permission to put your voice on the radio?
You're so drunk. Maybe we could just put it on. They'd never know.
We're going to put your voice on the radio, okay? He's clear.
All right, here we go with some Fat Tuesday fun.
Well, now, what bar have we called?
Maiden Voyage.
Hey, is this Maiden Voyage?
It used to be, and now it's Hustler Club.
What is it?
Hustler Club.
The Hustler Club.
Oh, bravo.
The Hustler Club, a sister club to the Hustler Club serving Baltimore, Maryland.
And how are things at the Hustler Club today?
Like randomly busy, rather irritating, actually.
Really? Are you serious? You're lying to us, of course.
I'm sorry, man, I got a crowd out here. What's up?
would you like it to be busier?
Me personally? Well, sure, whatever.
Can you smell the vomit?
How many ladies do you have on stage right now?
I think we got like 9 girls right now. They're having trouble getting here with the parade and all that crap, you know?
Now, are you the DJ for the club?
Nope, security guy working the front door right now.
You're working security the front guy. Door. How many guys do you think you're going to have to beat up tonight?
Man, I don't even know.
How many guys did you have to rough up last night?
I got two.
Just two.
Well, I'm a security guy, so it's got to go around a little bit, you know.
Did they get anything on you? Like, you know, body blow, or did you just?
Yeah, I got a guy sucked me from behind, you know. But
guy sucker punched you.
They do that.
Yeah. Are you one of those big security guys?
No, I'm actually about 200 pounds.
Only 200 pounds, so you're a little guy.
Yeah, I guess.
So you have to be meaner than the other security guys.
It sometimes works out that way. Maybe more intimidating anyway.
Do you ever see the great Bill O'Reilly in this club, Maiden Voyage?
What's that?
Do you ever see the great broadcaster Bill O'Reilly? I understand that he enjoys Maiden Voyage in New Orleans.
Hustler Club.
Well, formerly known as Maiden Voyage. You ever see Bill O'Reilly in there?
Hey, man, I gotta cut you short here, man. I got some customers coming up here.
Was that a yes?
That's a yes.
That was a yes.
I believe it was, yeah.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Hey, thank you, man. You too.
Hey, la ba.
All right, bye.
What was that, Buzz?
That's a Mardi Gras greeting.
What is it? Hey, la ba.
Hey, la ba.
Hey, la ba.
Well, that's what we should say every time we go on there.
Same to you, hey, la ba.
Hey, la ba.
What does that mean, Buzz?
I have no idea.
But you just said it.
That's right.
All right, let's try
Buzz
one
loves
more.
All things New Orleans, but it's but he's about an inch deep and 8 miles wide on it.
But this time we got asked to speak to the drunkest person in the bar.
Much like Lake Pontchartrain.
Like a call.
See, there's part of that 1 inch.
The cat's meow.
It's way wide. It's a big lake, real shallow.
Yeah.
I think it says hit zero and prompt on the note here.
A fountain of knowledge.
At the cat's meow.
In a very shallow fountain.
Is this a bar of any sort? I'd like to speak to the drunkest person there, please.
Tell him we're doing a radio show.
Rob from the Don and Mike radio show. We're doing a radio show right now. And we're celebrating Mardi Gras.
Et là-bas.
Yeah, say et là-bas.
Oh, et là-bas. And laissez les bons temps brûler.
Okay, now you're the show off.
Yes.
Now you know.
Yes.
You cannot. All right, good day.
Moulin Rouge.
Was he nasty?
What did he have to say, Frenchie?
He said, oh la la. No, he said no one was available. I have a hunch he was in the back office.
Oh.
It was quiet.
I see. Here is Ted from Las Vegas. Ted, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Does anybody know how much a payphone call costs anymore?
It's got to be more than a quarter.
Right. Well, last I heard it was 35 cents.
That's what I thought it was, too, 35 cents.
$16.
Hey, là-bas.
Does it matter?
No. See, that's why payphones are outdated now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessary to have them, but that's why we have phone numbers inside of bars.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Ted.
Goodbye.
Hey, here's a relatable for you. Anybody know what a payphone calls?
It's called Pat O'Brien's.
Seriously, payphone calls were a nickel when I lived in New Orleans.
Now, Pat O'Brien's would be the ground zero of
that's the hot spot.
That's right.
And Buzz, well, be honest.
For tourists, yeah.
Be honest.
Yes.
What was it like being there when they invented the telephone?
It was exciting.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
And a little cold.
Just a minute.
It's always cold.
Thank you.
Is it cold down there now, do you think? No, it's probably nice because it's 64 degrees up here.
Usually not as you get to mid-February, spring breaks out in New Orleans.
It's supposed to be 70 today in New Orleans.
Strawberries start coming in.
It's humid.
Strawberries start coming in.
9 days. 9 days till pitchers and catchers report.
6 months until NFL training camp starts.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
1 month. Laissez les bons temps brûler et à bas.
Yes. You moron.
Can I speak to the drunkest person in your restaurant?
I don't think that's going to work.
Just ask for Rudy Martin's kitchen.
Oh, yeah. He's here.
No, I'm not a fan. Can you come on the air with us? Is there anyone there who can speak to us? What's the number of that payphone again?
Oh, forget it. I'm not calling a payphone now.
Say it again.
Okay.
To him.
And what's
but if
the
it's
area
a payphone
code?
Right outside of Pat O'Brien's, you get the...
Right.
Yeah.
Loud. Have a hurricane.
Okay.
Bye, man.
Hang up the phone. You're on the radio. What did she say?
She said, no, I can't come on the air. No, I can't. Can't let you talk to anyone drunk. And then she started chanting this phone number. Call the payphone.
All right. We're calling the payphone outside of Pat O'Brien's.
Well, then I won't feel guilty now about telling you that the worst here are hurricanes you can drink in New Orleans are at Pat O'Brien's.
Yeah, because they're the most touristy, right?
But yeah, it's the tourist
place. The powdered stuff?
Yeah, they put all this dye in the drink.
They don't make them the right way.
Go to a real bargain.
The telephone number you've dialed is temporarily not in service.
It has been ripped off its pedestal.
It's full of vomit.
Well, so much for us calling the Fat Tuesday in New Orleans.
Happy
today.
Mardi Gras, everybody.
Yeah.
Great bit.
Fun.
Hey, but you know what? We'll get calls from there. There will be people
every
that
year,
have friends down there that call us.
You know what we're missing this year?
Wow.
And damn the luck. We lost that fine affiliate in Mobile.
Yeah.
Do you not remember how they used to always call and say?
They wanted us to come down so bad.
Don't forget, we got a Mardi Gras down here.
Mm-hmm.
Come down here.
They wanted us to celebrate Mardi Gras in Mobile, Alabama.
Hello, Matt. Don and Mike show.
Never,
Matt.
Never got around.
Yeah, here in Wichita, it's 50 cents for a damn payphone.
And Wichita has all its original payphones.
I want to say, in Wichita, there's a payphone like every three steps. Everywhere. And the big old-fashioned kind, like the kind in the movie with Colin Farrell.
Well, I don't need a cell phone when there's a payphone right over there.
No. You know, they're kind of like in the Untouchables, in the train station in the Untouchables.
I like Colin Farrell, though. You know, that's the payphone I like better, you know.
I know what you're doing. There he is again. Here's what I want you to do. You didn't take the pizza from me. Now, do you like Arabs? On 24, we present Arabs as fictional characters. That's not what you're going to do. You're going to reach up and grab the gun.
Do it! Do it now!
Tell her. Tell her the Inez family. Tell her I'm Jack Bauer. And this silly voice of this very stupid movie. I don't think it's a stupid movie. I'll watch it when it's on. Now yell at the hookers. Now get the big bouncer to come over and threaten you with violence. And please, while you're at it,
make eye contact with it. Was it Forrest Whitaker? With the brother with the crazy eye? Make contact with him. He'll figure out that you're a good guy. I'm going to shoot him now. Watch out. I'm Kiefer Sutherland, previously at the other phone booth. Arabs are portrayed quite often on the Bill O'Reilly Show. Bill loves Arabs.
Of course I do. I've got to leave this payphone now. I'm running out of time.
We got a break. Oh, listen. When we come back, are you ready for this? Right. A star of tomorrow today, or should I say stars of tomorrow today.
Oh, I'm excited.
I have their hot new CD right here.
Oh, good.
I love it when we break a national act.
All right.
Name of this band, Housewives on Prozac.
Hello. Yeah.
And they are.
I like that.
They are.
I hope they're funny.
Well, don't count on that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Christina! Christopher! Damn it! Karen, I have asked you to keep the children quiet today! And for Christ's sake, get them out of the garden!
I'm sorry, Joan.
Have Tina bring me up my coffee.
The Don and Mike Show. They whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, you're damn right we do.
All right. Oh, we got the housewives coming up now. Reminded me of my housewife, my housewife. I shouldn't say it. She works. She has a job.
Yeah. Housewives on Prozac, Don.
They're coming up. Remind me, though, two things I got to bring up with my wife after we get done with these housewives.
Okay, good.
First, the debate, do dogs smile or not?
Yeah.
Really, my dog...
You've always been a big believer that they do.
My dog Rudy smiles at me, and my wife will back me up on this, and only at me he smiles.
You know, I saw a trailer for some movie where the dog smiles, and they do that CGI, and it's a computer, and it made me realize even more dogs do not really smile.
Let's hear it for Lighthouse. And when my dog smiles, he doesn't smile the way that hideous baby Bob does in those Quiznos commercials.
That's because he's not smiling.
Right.
Yes, Mike, tomorrow we'll debate that, or later, sometime later. Also, one other thing with my wife real fast, she came in the other room and she said, are you watching CBS? Well, you know, normally, of course.
Yeah, you're a team player.
Glued on CBS. No, what was on? She said that the promo for King of Queens was this. She saw this last night, I guess, right before CSI came on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell your wife she's getting fat?
Ooh.
So think about that, all you Leah Remini fans out there.
Wow. I'm gonna tune into that.
If that's, and again, I got to get it from my wife. Frida was watching it. I was watching something else, but she said, hey, how about that?
Interesting plot twist now that Kevin James is a big movie star.
Starting Friday, he is.
Yes.
That's got to be killing her.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Got to be killing her. Housewives on Prozac. Here we go. It's Joy and Angela and Susan and Donna and Kyle Ann and Jillian. These are our stars of tomorrow today.
Yay.
Now, let's see. Who's on the phone? Is it Joy?
You got Joy. I am smiling, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hi,
Thank
Joy.
You. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you. Listen to her. Thank you, Joy. Joy, can you... listen, we do a talk show, but every once in a while, we get a music band, we get an artist, a performer that we want to spotlight. Tell us about your band, Housewives on Prozac.
Well, thanks for sponsoring me or spotlighting me.
No problem.
On Prozac, we're everyday heroes dedicated to celebrating our lives to the fullest, making noise, wearing laminated cereal box presents to the supermarket. We don't care. We're out to celebrate life in all its forms and our motherhood on stage. So that's what we're about.
That's great. How do the members of the band get along, all of you? And you're all housewives, and you all get along okay?
We get along great. We love each other. We support each other. This is a very positive movement, this mom rock thing. It's not a competition. We're too old to compete. You know what I'm saying? It's like we realize that if we can all give each other a leg up, we're going to all do better. So
all right, well, let's hear some cuts, because this is why you're here.
Right.
Okay. With what I believe are just smashes. if you could tell us about what you were thinking behind the song, Eat Your Damn Spaghetti.
Yeah. You really want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Well, I was literally cooking dinner, and the kids stormed the kitchen and complaining and kvetching and, you know, what's this, and bumming out as usual, as they often do. We've had that. And I just whipped around. I was tired. I was hot. I was warm, fuzzy slippers stirring the steaming pot of soup.
Two punch on this card now.
I said, see your damn spaghetti.
How many punches do you think we're going to get?
And my kids, well-trained as they are, all piped in, hey, Mom, that'd make a great song.
Ah. Well, that's fantastic.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of it now.
Okay.
From the album Housewives on Prozac, here is Eat Your Damn Spaghetti. I've been standing in the kitchen since the quarter till two. Eat your damn spaghetti on the road. Na 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 na. Like I said, it's real good. That's why they're on the show. I think I got an ear for this.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, that's really good.
Eat your damn spaghetti.
I mentioned yesterday I've been in radio 38 years. That's not. I've been in radio like 32 years.
Ah, so 38 years. 38 was doing it when you were still a baby.
Yeah, I would be 8 years old.
8 years old when you started your radio.
Started when I was 12.
Is that your favorite spaghetti rock and roll song you've ever heard?
Give me another one. Give me another one. What, ma'am? Honey, what?
I mean, the point is, creating songs from our daily experiences in domestic life,
right.
Music. So you actually pick one of our.
All right. What about? Do you have all sorts of? How do your children feel about this? How do the kids feel? Yeah, obviously, some of you have kids, right?
Yeah, I've got four myself, so you know I have enough for everybody.
How do they like it?
They love it. I mean, they're like any kid. Sometimes working moms get on their nerves. Like, they're sitting down in the living room right now with their arms crossed, like, where's my after-school snack?
Right.
So that's
yes.
Reality. But they're proud. They play their own instruments now. I hope, except when I drive into school and the housewives on Prozac Mobile, which has my band's name emblazoned across the line. Most of the time, they're pretty darn happy to be my kid.
Cut on your whole album.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Studio doing this is a live album that you're listening to, so I appreciate you playing on the radio. We're in the studio right now recording our first studio album. So we'll be looking for that radio hit next.
Tell me about Fuzzy Slippers.
Fuzzy Slippers. My husband used to walk in the door at the end of the day and say, Lucy, where are you? And I'd come tumbling down sometimes when the kids were little in my bathrobe at 5 o'clock. After he said, you're still wearing your Fuzzy Slippers. And
there you go.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of Fuzzy Slippers by Housewives on Prozac. This rocks. Well, as you can hear, that's talent. I don't know how you judge talent in this day and age,
right.
But this is how I judge talent. What I hear right
Joy,
here.
Joy, are you the lead singer?
I'm the lead singer. I write the songs, and Housewives does. We are a professional band. That's kind of cool. We rehearse in my living room. I am a real mom, but my intention with the band is, honestly, we go out and play venues, nightclubs, private affairs, and we have a nice little way of spreading our message with good music included. I thank you for acknowledging that.
What is the ultimate goal of the band? Where do you want to take this, Joy?
Well, I've been feeling called from Hollywood, if you can believe that.
Wow.
As a founder of the Mama, coming down here, we'll have a stage in Washington, D.C., we'll have one in Nashville.
Yes.
Lollapalooza, which you should check out on the
Oh, that's fantastic.
How about Two Little Pills, a sample of that song? What is that song about, Joy?
My story is that 10 days after my daughter was born, my last child, I was diagnosed with lupus, I am a, believe it or not,
she gets serious.
A kidney transplant recipient, part of my journey to reach out to others is motivated.
All right, let's hear some of this. Let's hear some of Two Little Pills.
Just a little something to jumpstart your day.
I find it Peter, Paul, and Mary-ish.
This one?
Yes.
Okay,
just a little something to cure all your ills. Joy, I find it impossible to believe that you are simply a housewife with other housewives, that you're not a professional musician.
Have any of you had any professional training or played in any live bands before?
I actually have a T-shirt that says "Not Your Typical Housewife," so there you go. But yeah, we all at this point we're all, I'd say, as intensely as we can, and interested in just playing more, getting better and bigger, and following our dreams.
Well, we're big believers in the album "Housewives on Prozac."
Yes,
the band.
Yeah, lots of great cuts on this, and
versatile.
Good luck with Mama Palooza 2005.
You guys rock. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Joy. Well, listen, know this. We appreciate talent.
Absolutely.
You've got it.
Wherever it comes from.
One last thing. What would you say to any housewives listening to our show right now? We have a pretty good demographic split of men and women. Mm-hmm. What would you say to housewives out there? I know the title, Housewives on Prozac, you know, you're being funny. What would you say to them, seriously?
Yeah, they might want to start the same kind of thing.
I just say that we all have a passion inside us, and to the extent that we can live our lives healthily, our children are positively affected, and that yeah, everyone's good at following at finding that dream, and once you find that dream, really combining it into your life. You don't have to get up and leave your family to do something creative. You can find a way to live your everyday life.
Says it all.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, guys.
You're great.
Bye, Joy.
Thank you, Joy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Joy Rose from Housewives on Prozac. In her exclusive interview.
I don't know when I've had more fun.
She loves to talk.
The thing is, that wah-wah-wah tape, I kept playing it louder and louder, and her voice kept cutting through, and I could not, I had it up at volume 10, and that voice is still cutting through.
Well, I still found the whole segment to be delightful.
Yes.
Delightful!
Did I?
That was fantastic.
What is this one? This is these house frows. Doing what? Oh, Harper Valley PTA. Oh, look at these women. Let me just say right now, if any of these husbands kill their wives, show up on my jury. I've got your back.
Yeah. We all do.
If you're one of the husbands of wives with Prozac,
sure,
go ahead.
I guarantee you I know what all the husbands are saying.
What's that?
God, I hope they tour.
Go on a long tour.
Let them tour. Tour, please. Tour.
Anyway, they have some ridiculous website, and we'll have that link to our ridiculous website.
Very good.
Which is nice. www.dynamitewebsite.com.
Should be fun.
That'll be on there, I guess, tomorrow. Now, my brother, before we move on, I'm not really sure if it's today or if it's tomorrow. My brother flipped me out over the weekend when
he
called.
What did he do now?
He called and said, you know, because of the background that he and I have with our parents,
right,
our adoptive parents. If you're not a regular listener of the show or a new listener, I don't have time to break you in on this. Just say, my family, and I'm not being a martyr, one of the worst families of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. I mean, there was no physical abuse or anything. It was mental abuse. And, like, my uncle is... my God. It's all a big lie, but my uncle is really my half-brother.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad lied to us about being adopted. The whole family lied to us, continued to lie to us, tried to ruin our lives. These people, my parents, they're psychotic, they're idiotic, and I hope they can listen to the show in goddamn Florida, wherever they are. I hope they rot and die soon. Now, having said that...
You feel strongly about that.
I've come to terms with it, Mike. I'm glad.
That sounds like it.
I'm glad.
You've worked it through.
During the time when I was talking about this on the air, like when my mom would send psychotic letters to my house and would call Frida and try to spook her out, and they would play games on my brother and stuff, like hire private investigators to follow him around. I talked about it, and seriously, the Jenny Jones show called me up, and the producer said, we've heard the radio show. This is fantastic. won't you please come on the Jenny Jones show with your family? And I said, no. I'm going to exploit it. I'm going to exploit it here on our air.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that I want to do is get
where you can control it.
Yeah, get into a counseling situation on TV with my retarded adoptive parents.
No.
I mean, I don't want that.
No.
So I turned it down. This was years ago. Well, over the weekend, my brother calls, and, you know, I'm all super bowled up and everything.
Of
and course. I'm getting into this. This is, I guess, like 2 hours before the game. I said, he goes, hey, man, what's happening? I said, I am ready for it. What are you doing? Well, they finally called. I said, who called? Jerry Springer.
Oh, my God.
I said, what about Jerry Springer? Yeah, we're going. I said, what do you mean? I'm going to the show. I said, wait, hold on. I said, Jimmy, I thought we had a deal about this. You know, you can't do... He said, why can't I do this? I said, dude, we got a deal about this. You know, it's going to make you look nothing but bad. He said, well, how's it going to make me look bad? I said, oh, Jimmy, you can't be on that show. And then he said, I'm not going to be on the show.
Oh.
I'm just going to watch him tape.
Ooh, what a relief.
He got his tickets.
Yes, and I don't know know if it's today or tomorrow that they're going to Chicago. Let me give him a real quick call.
Oh, my God. So your heart stopped thinking there's going to be your brother.
I thought,
all the family secrets.
You know, God, and I was going to say,
even your situation, too tame for Springer now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's usually, you know, who's my daddy? That's really it.
But back then, it was pure Jenny Jones material.
Oh, yes. Perfect for that.
Sure was.
And they thought it was the typical disc jockey. We'll fly you to Chicago. We'll put you up at a hotel.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
We'll fly your relatives in. It'll be great publicity for your radio show.
You'll love it, and you'll be on the TV.
You know, maybe he's there now.
At the Springer show?
Call me back, or I'll try and call you back.
Well, you know, it's the Springer.
Hey there. Are you at Springer?
You on a Jerry Springer show?
I didn't remember if it was today or tomorrow. If you're at Springer and you get out before the end of our show, Jimmy, it's just after 3 o'clock your time. Call us back.
Yeah, call us. Tell us about what kind of show it was.
Okay? Yeah, dear.
All right. For sure. All for Springer.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye, Jimmy. Plus, I'd love to get his take on the Super Bowl as well.
Yes. Well, you know, he's not the biggest football fan.
He's not as big a fan as Buzz Burbank.
That's right. But he might have been watching some sort of automotive sport as opposed to doing his taxes.
Do you know what a lot of people watched? I saw the ratings. There was something on Animal Planet called the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And it was not like the Westminster Kennel Dog Show. It was, there are a couple of ways I can go in there.
Sure.
I'll just tell you the truth.
All right.
It was a stupid dog show for dog lovers.
It was a sniffing contest.
And here is, speaking of...
Here are the winners of the Puppy Bowl.
Target audience, too. Beth Ann and Joe. You both watched the Puppy Bowl?
Yeah.
Why? Well, Beth Ann, never mind. You're a girl. Joe, why did you watch the Puppy Bowl?
Because Tracy was all excited about it, so I sat down to watch some of it with
Tracy
her.
Baby.
And I couldn't figure it out because all it was a camera watching a bunch of dogs in a little football field shaped room.
That's entertaining.
Now, Beth Ann?
With like a ball?
Come back and tell us why you like it.
And they were just rolling and playing, but there was no commentation. Sometimes they do an replay.
Mike, there was no commentation. Don't you speak English good, Mike?
There was no commentation.
There was no commentation.
Oh, but it was all there. There was that evil little Labrador puppy. It was like, would start all the problems, and there was that one, remember the big lab that was black?
Yeah.
That was on the logo?
You need something big and black, Beth Ann. It's not a dog.
And it's not Robert the Angry Mailman.
And did anybody win? Did they have uniforms?
No.
Did they slaughter?
They really need to step it up.
Did they slaughter the dogs and eat them afterwards?
No.
In the puppy bowl?
No.
Were there any accidents?
No. We looked for that, too.
Yes.
Oh, I missed it.
There was a number one accident, and a referee came out and cleaned it up.
Same thing happened during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Puppy Bowl.
It was good.
Did they do that lingerie bowl again this year?
Yeah.
They turned you, right?
We turned them down. There was a lingerie bowl. There was a stripper bowl. There was, I think, was it Playboy or Maxim had some halftime thing that we passed
on? Lots of stuff going on. I don't know where people went, but the Nielsen ratings indicate that a lot of people tuned out when Paul McCartney did the halftime show.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, but even a slight tune out there, like when you go from 80 million to 60 million, who cares?
I like to be the McCartney. Yeah. Enjoyed that.
He's all right.
You always have the same discussion every year, Tim.
Was he lip syncing?
You know, no, come on.
He wasn't lip syncing.
I think he might have been.
I think it's impossible to do that on live television without lip syncing.
I think after all the fiasco with Ashley Simpson and the boob falling out, that was 100% absolutely live.
See, I don't think so because I don't think they can logistically.
Sure, they can. They can put those flesh-colored plugs in his ears, but it's so he only hears what's happening. He doesn't hear the bounce back.
It's usually that stadium and the delay and all that.
The sound was too good. I think it might have been he might have been singing to track, as they say, like singing along with the recorded track.
Bastards!
It sounded so good though.
I disagree. That if that's the case, he's the best lip syncer of all time. Because there were like throwaways stuff, like, you know, get back, Loretta, with your high heels and your I mean, he didn't do it exactly as the track was written. I got the feeling it was live.
I don't know. I don't think it was.
The track might have been written like that though.
I think he was singing it out there.
See, I mean, that's what they do when they lip sync, you know. It's not like they, if he does something different, you know.
Mike, I understand how lip syncing works.
But I'm saying that it's not like he's taking it off. You know, it's not like somebody dubbed the White Album out, you know. So that he'd recorded prior.
He sang live.
And he'd do the, you know, in the recording studio.
Who had recorded it also.
Well, there must be someone that could tell us whether he did or he didn't.
Well, everybody will just have an opinion. Because I think it's one of them internet things. there's nothing better, though, than and both old shows back in the day, both American Bandstand and Soul Train, would have the worst goddamn lip syncers. Yes, they would say whatever they go.
Right.
And now here they are, the Dramatics. And they'd be singing, what you see is what you get. And they would not be moving their lips.
And you'd have like a microphone stand with a microphone in it and an electric guitar without any cord coming out of it. Right.
And you know what else was always good on that when they're lip syncing is the fade out. And they'll just sort of stop.
And let's not forget things like the Partridge Family. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, when they'd have the big production numbers. You know, you'd have a lot of that. They weren't singing.
But you weren't really supposed to believe that. That an 8-year-old could play the drums, right?
But it was bad lip syncing again, too.
Yes.
You know, and the Brady Bunch, that was pretty bad lip syncing, too. When the little, who is the littlest one?
Cindy
Brady, you know.
Cindy Brady.
Just like moving her lips like,
But you know, there's a lot of, I think in movies, they call it overdubbing. It's not lip syncing.
Looping.
But how many times in a movie do you see, if you take the time to watch a scene with like two guys walking on a beach, but the camera's close enough so that you can actually see some action, and you realize the words that they're saying are not coming out of their mouths. I mean, the body language doesn't jive up. The mouths don't jive up.
Or you'll see somebody on a beach with the wind blowing, and, you know, the wind is really howling, and you hear them talking, so that's what I said. And you know that it's been overdubbed in the studio.
Sometimes also one line in the middle of a conversation and the total timbre of the voice will change.
I don't understand, because the fact is, I love you very much.
Exactly.
Oh, and one more thing, unrelated to this about the sound. I know everybody bitches about this all the time, but really, I can't stand it when I have to watch something on TV with my wife, like the Super Bowl. I'm okay with the fact you run the commercials louder than you run the game.
God,
I'm okay with that. I know it's a fact, but I can't stand it when my desperate housewife is sitting next to me and says, "Turn it down!" And I said, "The volume's been at 23 the entire game. Turn it down!" I say, "Don't you understand? It's louder on the commercials."
Right.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
It's terrible. I mean, and especially live sporting events, it's insanity how much they turn them up.
It's a pisser. It sounds like Queen Latifah's right at my front door screaming at me to gather around the good stuff.
I got Carrie to stop complaining.
I bet you did.
I hit her in the ear.
Oh, God.
And now everything sounds great.
He's kidding, of course. Of course he's joking.
Let's do a phone scan.
Snow eardrum damage.
Because that's why the movie, the music from the movie, the Austin Powers thing.
It's like clapping hands, really.
Doodaloo, doodaloo. That's it. 877-365-3636, the toll-free number. With the phone scan.
Pop goes the eardrum.
And we'll be right back with your live telephone calls.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Up there knows what it's like to be in here.
Oh, God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, come on, just a couple of questions. How hard is that? How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
The Don and Mike Show.
You
can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building.
They will touch you in the place called the heart. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Phone scan. Right here, right now. 877-365-3636. Canada. 800-636-1067. Isn't that another one of the shows that we went to and walked out of?
Yep. Yeah, well, we feel the same way about concerts. We did. The only two concerts we ever went, well, we maybe went to more, but I think we went to the ones that we actually made a specific arrangement to go were ZZ Top and Huey Lewis. There was one
Cher
that was like a schmooze.
Yeah,
but we were supposed to meet Cher. That's the only reason we went. Right?
We really wanted to see ZZ Top.
Yes.
And then we got in
and really wanted to see Huey Lewis too.
But I remember the ZZ Top because that's when we first started working together. This
right,
was like 20 years ago.
Wow.
And you know, I was thinking about that during the break. I actually just did math.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm 46.
Yeah.
And I got my first full time job in radio when I was 15.
Uh-huh.
So that's 35 years.
Right.
But the thing is, I worked in radio even before that, you know, part-time.
Uh-huh.
But even when I had that, this is like the weird thing with my wife now. It's like more than half of my radio life now has been with you, you schmuck.
Hi there. You see me grinning?
So you know what you're doing now?
Yes.
You're slowly starting to erase whatever came
before.
Whatever I did before, mm-hmm. because now...
Well, it's taken you 19 years to realize that. I love saying that. No, it's... And I, you know, I had...
nothing.
In my radio career. No, I had a career as a small market disc jockey, program director, and then a group program director where I realized that management was not my cup of tea.
Mm. You know, but I was, I guess my point was, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, you know, all these jobs, all this struggle, blah, blah, that I went through, yeah. But still all that now, my time with you
mm-hmm.
is more than my time there.
Right. And, you know, we got a couple of novels in both of us, I mean, as far as the time when just we have been doing this show together.
Yeah, I know, but...
My God.
Anyway, that's all, Mike. It's you know, we'll
Well, I'm sorry that the fact that I've been sitting across from you for almost two decades depresses you.
No, it doesn't depress me.
It's just you realize that it's kind of a... Do you feel like it's negating the early days or something like that?
No, it's like the same thing with my wife.
Right.
I've been married to my wife for half of my life.
I understand that.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And in my radio life now, you've even gone past the bond I have with my wife, with real life.
Right.
You've been with me now for more than half of my lengthy radio life.
And, you know, it's really one of the, I think I've got one other...
And I know
other...
you thank God every day for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the only thing that gets me through all this crap. Really? Yeah, when I think of what my life is, you know, day in, day out, and the trials and tribulations and everything, to come in here and just, you know, be an infant.
Yeah.
For 4 hours and really not...
Good therapy.
There's no... You can't... We can't do a serious show without really just not doing a serious show.
Right. So it was, I think, like 1986, because ZZ Top was still popular.
And technically, we are together. We will have our 20th anniversary.
This December.
Are you sure, or is it 19?
I'm positive.
We started working...
in December of 1985.
Oh, it was 85.
Yes, it was. So it'll be 20 years...
Oh, my God.
...this fall.
I thought it was 86. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. It's 85.
You'll be glad to know that at Infinity...
Because April Fool's Day, that goofy USA Today cover of the Life segment...
Right.
...was 86.
Or 87, maybe.
Might have been 87.
Mm-hmm. You know what's sad? Is that only Mike and I know what we're talking about right now. Our one moment of glory when we were on the front page of USA Today.
Like, the only newspaper covers that we have are like 30 years old.
That newspaper cover is framed and hanging in my office at home.
It's hanging. Oh. Is it hanging where?
Where is that?
Well, it's in our office.
What house is that in?
It's in our office.
We've got it in our office. It's hanging in our office. Anyway, It's 20 years ago, almost now.
Right.
And me and Mike go to see ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the reasons that we're such good friends, mm-hmm. that we got there. And the whole way they were saying to each other, this is going to be great.
This is going to be fun. I mean, I'm into it. And we realized
they kick ass.
We right. had something in common very shortly after the concert began.
Three songs. And we had killer tickets.
Yeah.
Three songs. We went out to the parking lot and drank beer.
Yeah. Yeah, because it just was boring.
It was there, like, man, go. I said, Mike, is this loud? He said, yeah. I said, would you care if we leave? He said, I want to go. Let's go.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Just get the hell out of here.
It was just like, bleh, 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 and, you know, we just split. Same thing with Huey Lewis in the News. Went to see, they did a cover of Boys Are Back in Town.
And we really enjoyed that.
Terrific. Uh-huh. And then everything else was kind of like, all right.
And we said, that's it.
Let's go. See you later.
And keep in mind, this was after we would do the stuff, you know, the yell and scream it, and like the program director go, you know, we have to go to this show.
Right.
We have to have passes. And do you remember we did have a backstage pass for ZZ Top?
Mm-hmm.
We left the Cap Center. That is how long ago it was.
Right.
Went to the car, drank beer, mm-hmm. and then figured out that we had to get back inside mm-hmm. to meet the band because the record company has set this big deal up
they
for us.
They were expecting you.
And we had a hard time getting back into the arena or
and
something.
And I think we went back in, successfully got back into the arena, and then said, oh, chuck it.
Screw it. No, I do remember we
did
got...
Did we meet ZZ Top?
No, here's what we said.
I know we didn't meet him, right?
Here's what we said. Screw it. When we got back there, and the guys at ZZ Top, in ZZ Top, were relatively cool. They were sitting on couches, but there were so many radio leeches.
Oh, it was horrible. Mm-hmm.
That was another reason
you didn't want to be one of
that me and Mike became such good friends. We looked around and said, look at all the parasites in this room.
You know, early in anybody's career, when you're in this business, one of the perks is that you get to go backstage. You realize early on when you get to go backstage that it is probably one of the most... demeaning experiences because first of all,
they don't want
90% of the time the talent at the show, they don't want to meet you,
right?
And they're parading you in there. It's something. It's probably really on the, I would say on the list of performers, probably one of the least appetizing things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be there.
I got the worst one of all time.
I tell you, you do have the best one.
Was Elton John?
This is the best backstage story ever.
So it's like everybody wants to go to Elton John. The record company says no, only two people.
Right.
So okay, free tonight. Go. We're there. And they were supposed to meet Elton John before the show, a bunch of radio people. They come back and they go, now, Elton's very particular. He can only meet 10 of you. So what the record company guy does is go through the crowd and essentially say, who's important, who's not important.
Right. Yes. So not only does he tell everybody they're going to get a chance to go backstage.
Now he's got to tell them that some of you aren't going to be able to go.
You'll be able to go backstage, but you won't be able to meet Elton.
Yes.
Right.
Some of the people would just get to watch. Other people got to stand in lines. And then there were rules. You cannot speak to Elton. You cannot make eye contact with Elton. There, you may have nothing for Elton to sign. You may not ask him anything. He will simply... So I stood there like a robot for 15 minutes and waited for the clammiest Truman Capote handshake, which was not even a handshake. It was like someone put a shrimp cocktail in my hand.
He just put his hand out.
And I stood there and I went... Why am I here? Why am I here to meet? He doesn't care about me.
Oh, no. You know what?
It's no thrill to meet this guy.
And early on, I just decided I didn't want to ever do that because it was so. You know, I would do it when my kids get older. I would do it again. You know, to bring my kids backstage. Right. Or something. But to do it myself, it's just so.
Oh no! Listen,
it's such a drag.
And here's one thing that is cool about being a DJ, and kids are often the best way into this. When I took Bart to see Van Halen,
right,
when he was about 11, we had passes, and I was hanging around backstage. I was so into Van Halen,
mm-hmm.
and they were kicking everybody out. All the DJs were being kicked out, and I was there with my little, at the time, little kid in his Van Halen shirt.
Right.
They walked by, and Eddie Van Halen said, does this kid know our songs? And Bart started singing whatever the song, a pound cake or something they had out.
Right.
He said, that's cool, little man, stay right there. So we stood
on... That was your best backstage
experience.
Yeah,
that's the best.
Right.
And my kid, who was 11 at the time, had no idea. I said, we're standing 5 feet away from Eddie Van Halen backstage. I said, do you know how cool this is? And he's 11.
They don't get it yet. Didn't quite grasp it.
Dad, I'm ready to go. I want to go. That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good perk.
Very rare. Fortunate.
I wouldn't have gotten that perk if I hadn't had the cute kid that had the Van Halen shirt on. Otherwise, I would just be another one of the jerk fat disc jockeys kicked out.
Any other experiences that were satisfying? Did you ever have a satisfying meeting backstage with anybody?
If I did, I don't remember it. If I did, the star was not big enough. I mean, the last one I remember... was Aaron Neville.
Oh.
And it was just, you know.
Did you pick his thing?
I didn't, but it was like, you know when somebody really, like, looks through you?
Yeah.
And he was greeting people, and it was kind of like,
they all do that.
Was he pleasant?
You got to... Not unpleasant, not rude or anything, but it's just, I hate being at those things.
Yeah,
I really do. I would say one of the nicest ones was Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar was nice to all of us when we went backstage. We got to, you know, do the Cabo Wabo thing. It was a lot of fun.
I know you enjoyed your time with Rob Grill.
Oh, God. Now we're getting pathetic here. Yeah.
Rob Grill was great
to
me.
He was nice to both of
us. With the Grassroots. I performed them with them at a craft fair once.
And he gave us a phone number that didn't ring to him.
And don't sell yourself short. You've wangled your way into some backstage.
Oh, yes. But you know what? I can't think of anything really satisfying.
Yeah, there's nothing memorable.
No.
Buzz?
David Bowie.
You met him and he was cool?
I did, backstage. He was reasonably nice. I also got the impression, though, that this was not his favorite.
Let me just aim at them.
All right.
I don't want to meet disc jockeys. I don't want to meet record people. I just want
to... Especially if they do let you talk to the star.
Right.
You know, because every DJ's got their little patter all ready to say something impressive, you know.
Hey, Elton, can I tell you what your song meant to me?
Right.
Right. Elton, gee, your hands sure is sweaty. I do remember specifically going back to the seat, and I was pissed. I mean, we had good seats, and I went back and Frida said, how was it? I said, I want to leave right now.
Wow.
She said, they've not even started the show. I said, I don't care.
Because he was such a tool.
I don't care. With his clammy handshake. Yuck.
Well, he was a diva.
Huge Hello. Star.
Don and Mike show. He's a beautiful woman. I love Elton John. He's great. She's great. Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I wanted to just say Paul McCartney totally lied.
How do you know this?
Absolutely. The instrumentalist he's got with him, the drummer and his guitar player, that's the only reason he can get away with it is because he's got really excellent band and they can go right through the soundboard and... Everything was live on that.
Okay. Blah, blah. I would much rather talk about the fact that Mike and I have our 20th anniversary coming up.
Yes.
I believe that the way it should be packaged is Don and Mike, 2 decades of service.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it any other way.
Don and Mike, 2 decades of service.
Actually, 3 decades. The 80s, the 90s, and the aughts.
The aughts.
The aughts. Shut up, Rob.
Will you be lip-syncing your anniversary?
Hello.
Sit down, sackcloth.
Phone scan. Hello.
Yeah, Don Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Yeah, I called yesterday. The one good thing about Bill...
Okay. Hello, Don Mike. See, what I had to say is I called yesterday. Mm-hmm. We heard you yesterday. If you make it through, don't make the mistake.
I think the faster trigger finger is working.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don't say you got through yesterday.
No.
Don't let us know that. No. Hello.
Hey, guys. Love the topic today.
Thank you.
Funny.
Right, that's funny.
I may know why the audience tuned out during halftime of the Super Bowl.
Why?
The second song he did was about a transsexual. JoJo was a man.
Who thought he was a woman who thought he was a woman.
Could have been it.
Right. Thank you. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Mike Sliver checking in.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hurting, man.
Oh, no, Mike. Come on now. It's been 24 hours.
Oh, Mike, you got to eat your damn spaghetti.
Hello.
Oh, man, 24 hours since the Super Bowl.
Hello. Don and Mike, it's been 48 hours since the Super
48
Bowl,
48 hours. So I don't remember. I killed that cell.
Hello. Phone scan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can I touch the TV knowledge?
Sure.
My wife's been driving me crazy with this show from the 70s where a guy gets killed in a car accident or he gets hit by a car and then he comes back to the ghost and solves crimes.
Yes, it's called My Two Dads. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now see, you're making the joke. I know you're making the joke, but now I'm thinking they're really...
Hello.
Was it the one with Scott Bakula?
I'm telling you, that's Quantum Leap and that's not it,
no,
Mike. It's My Two Dads. Research.
Has to be.
With
young, hey guys,
starring a young Paul Reiser. You do a great Paul Reiser.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I do. I enjoy that.
What's your name?
Paul Reiser, and Helen Hunt is just super. And can I just say it's delightful not to see him on television anymore. I'm Paul Reiser.
Reiser. Hello, yes, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, and if my wife's out there. Call about that King of Queens thing you saw
yes,
last night.
Yes, I'd like to hear about
Please
that.
Please let me know about that promo. Yes, you're on the air. Hi, sir.
Yeah, did you guys see the in the Puppy Bowl where they threw the flag?
No, we are all heterosexuals.
We didn't watch.
The males that you're speaking to.
I saw 10 minutes of it, and that was hilarious.
Yeah, well,
so they threw the flag.
What did they throw the flag for?
Well, the referee gets in, throws the flag, gets down on his knees, pull a rag out to clean up number one or number two.
Right, like I said, most heterosexuals were watching the game. Women like Beth Ann and yourself were watching.
This game stinks! Puppy Bowl!
Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl! Hello. Puppy Bowl!
Don and Mike's on Time Machine.
Puppy Bowl!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mickey Finn threw a flag! Puppy Bowl!
Hello, you are on the air. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, you see the Puppy Bowl?
Puppy Bowl.
That's great. Did you see it, ma'am?
No, I saw Elvis Presley.
Really? When did you see him?
I saw him at the old Capitol Center back right before he died.
Okay, I thought you'd seen him recently. Okay, what about that?
Well, he just he was real bad, too, as far as meeting him.
Yeah. Hi there, Don and Mike's show. Hello. See, let me explain something to you. When Mike and I tell a story,
interesting.
When you guys tell stories,
not
interesting.
Not as interesting as the Puppy Bowl.
Hello. Puppy Bowl.
Not on my show. Hello.
Buzz.
Yeah. Buzz is here. Yes.
I'm here. Go ahead.
I answered for him. Yes.
Yeah, Buzz. Why don't you like sports? I'm just curious.
Why don't I export?
No,
why don't you like sports?
Oh, why don't I
all
like sports?
All real men love sports.
I'm glad you asked that question. When I was in school, all of the gym teachers were the coaches.
They loved to him.
They were all team coaches, and I was the chubby kid, and the gym teacher always used me to show the rest of the class how not to do stuff. And this is why I was never real big on the various sports.
And tell the truth, you were made to you had to wash, bathe every single gym teacher that you had.
Hello.
Isn't that the way it went down?
Just their clothing.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yes. Oh, no, this is the guy.
Oh, is
this the guy?
I don't know. I got him, if it was the finger guy.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys been serving yourself for 20 years, huh?
We've been what?
Servicing yourself.
Yes, we have been serving ourselves for... We have been self-serving and he hung up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been serving himself, too.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
See, he thinks he's going to get hung up on because he said yeah.
Yeah, see, he did get hung up on. Hold on, here's the hotline. Hello?
Hello, my sweetheart.
Did you just call me on my cell phone?
Yeah, that was a mistake. Sorry.
See, I knew it was you. I changed my number since the idiot listeners found out my phone number.
Yeah.
But I just saw your screensaver on your phone, the Packers.
Packers screensaver on my phone.
Very cool.
It's cool.
That is cool.
It's cool. You know what it's called, Mike?
What is it?
Loyalty. I know you have it for the Red Sox.
I do. I don't have a Red Sox. Hey, my computer screensaver is a Red Sox screensaver.
So you go to Packers.com, there's great screensavers there.
That's
but
cool.
You wouldn't want that, though.
You wouldn't
want, like, a gay thing like I do. I've got the gayest Brett Favre screensaver. It's like, they put out one every week, like, Brett's a man. You know, okay, new screensaver, I'll take it. Anyway, honey, I asked for you to call in. I'm glad you did. We were watching separate stuff last night before 24, but what was it that you saw on CBS about Leah Remedy getting fat?
Well, I saw a promo, which really surprised me because it was funny, and it said it had Kevin James sitting talking with his friends in his room, his rec room kind of thing,
right.
And he said, how do you tell your wife she's getting fat? And then it said, he said something like, you know what, the other day I saw her coming down the stairs, and you know what, she was wearing sweatpants, and the other guys in the room said, what's so bad about that? And then he said, they were my sweatpants.
Wow. So finally it's happening to Leah Remini.
Hey, but that's great. So so they've decided to write that into the script.
I love that. You know, I don't have any problem with... I hate it when actresses get fat and then they still act like they're sexy. Like on Designing Women, and they'd make like Suzanne Sugarbaker, who was
Burke.
Right. They made like she was a big femme fatale when she was getting fat. And it's okay to get fat. Acknowledge it.
Well, I guess technically Leah had to sign off on that script, so...
Right, well, you know what? They probably bought her a mirror. I said, listen, you don't like the script? Look in the mirror. Look at you. Look at you, big fat Leah. And you, who are you to be talking? Honey, you don't need to lose one single pound. And my wife is on this whole big thing. I got to lose 10 pounds. And then for her birthday, the big 5-0 coming up this year, I swear to Christ, she's looking at plastic surgery.
I just sent the website guy something I'd written about the website for that. And it's true. I mean, I don't want to do it, but I'm entertaining.
Yeah. What are you entertaining getting done?
I'm just hoping that they come up with something that doesn't hurt, you know. I was hoping for
the opposite.
You're so mean to me. No wonder I have wrinkles.
Are you thinking about...
She's serious about it.
Are you thinking about a facelift?
I don't want to do that. It looks like it hurts too much. I keep hoping that they'll invent something.
Well, what is that crap you're looking at on the computer when I'm upstairs? When it says, like, you go away for 7 days and
wouldn't that be great to do a vacation where you go away and just come back looking beautiful?
Get plastic
surgery.
That would
be ideal.
With all the TV shows on now, though, I mean, plastic surgery's got to be enjoying a renaissance if it ever had a,
But I don't want to be one of those people that are all bandaged up, and I really don't want to be all those people that look fake. I mean, I just...
Right, bingo, so don't do it.
Well, I'm probably not, but, I have a major birthday coming up, and it's...
Really, do you?
It's an up
and what is that?
A little bit.
Pray tell, what is that coming up? You have a major birthday, you said?
I'm not talking gift-wise, I'm talking...
I know, you're talking like worldwide event.
Plastic surgery can make you feel better, just ask Buzz.
True.
I mean, you like it, Buzz, right?
Oh, my life's turned around.
Well, I know, and you know what? I even put that when I wrote that thing. I said, that's the man I have to ask how he does it. He's sexier than ever.
I'll have to do it. I love reading your musings on our website.
I can't wait.
I'm so glad that we've given you a paragraph a week.
Just be careful, Frida. After my procedure, they couldn't find my nipple.
Yeah. And then I also wrote on there the thing Carrie said to me yesterday, because I was telling Carrie, I said, maybe I should just work out really hard and get really the best shape of my life. She said, you're already in such good shape. You're in much better shape than my mother is.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
My wife loves to talk.
That's pretty great. All right, baby. Listen, I gotta fly, but tomorrow I would love, if we could just spend a couple of minutes tomorrow discussing dog smiling.
And you know, I'm sorry. I wanted to see the puppy bowl, and I'm upset that I missed it. I was hoping that
puppy bowl.
Oh, with her new TiVo, might have TiVo'd the puppy bowl.
All right,
puppy bowl.
All right, bye, yeah. Bye, honey.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Love you. See you later.
It's your throw flag, puppy bowl. Brand number one in a puppy bowl.
Puppy bowl.
Puppy bowl.
Come on, puppy bowl. We will have to get that King of Queen ads, though.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that.
Sure.
How long ago? It was just 2 years ago she was on the cover of FHM.
But you do have to technically give her the credit, though, that she did have to sign off on the fat scripts, which means, to me, there is the possibility that she is doing that because now she is accepting it and she will go into Let It Go land.
Yeah.
State of the
really? Kirstie Alley land?
Absolutely.
Are those the funniest commercials?
If you're so vain.
Have you seen the Jenny Craig commercials with Kirstie Alley?
Yes.
They've got rice pudding.
And she's going to spend some time in Shelley Winter Wonderland.
Hello. Phone scan. Don and Mike. Hello.
And yet so beautiful.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Who, Buzz?
Oh,
I'll get a bag of flour.
He said, how you doing?
All right.
Oh.
Thanks for listening, Rob.
Thank you, friend.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Could you help me with the problem and talk away my blues?
Hey, why don't you change your shirt, okay?
There you go. There's the advice. Don,
no, wait. I want to say something to that guy.
What do you want to say, George? Bum?
I'm sorry. Call me back. We'll talk all about your blues.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Who gives a crap about how long you've been on the radio?
Who gives a crap about your phone call?
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, pal?
And tell your wife to keep her mouth shut.
Hey, I got news for you, sir. Listen to me right now. No offense to anybody else in this room. You're all very talented. But I want to tell you something. I'm a master communicator. That's why you're listening right now. You're complaining about what I'm talking about, yet you can't wait to hear what comes out of my mouth next. That's what's so brilliant about me. About me. About me.
Me.
About me.
Me.
And furthermore.
You got to turn the bass up on your
furthermore.
Microphone.
Furthermore. If WJFK continues to take my show in this regard, I will have to speak to upper management. Unfortunately, upper management now works at Sirius. It's about me. Listen, my show.
May.
Everything is great with May.
May, May.
With May. With May. Don't criticize May.
May.
I'm not good at that.
May.
I'm a little too humble for that.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Puppet Bowl.
Hello.
Puppet Bowl!
Hello there. Okay. Killing us here. One last call. Maybe. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Yeah. Hey, I'm that Bill O'Reilly tape earlier. He refers to himself as ambidextrous.
Yes.
Does that refer to his interactions with all the women that he's been calling on the phone?
Well, the deal is I can handle that walking down a row of desks with desks on either side at one time.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Off. Oh, no.
Sure.
Don, you don't want to do that, do you?
Yeah. Sure, I do.
That's Buzz's job.
Oh, no, thank you.
You're reading my mind, because I swear to God, the first thing I say is... Let me describe what Buzz is wearing right now. Buzz has on a tight shirt.
It's not going to work if you're laughing, sir.
They're all tight, though. And Buzz?
Yes?
Are you commando today?
No, I'm not.
Does that help,
sucks.
Sir?
No, that sucks.
What?
So that sucks.
What?
It sucks.
He thinks it sucks that I'm on commando today.
It sucks that Buzz is wearing underwear today?
It's sexy red underwear, if that helps.
That does it for me, too. No winner.
Same way.
No winner on the phone.
Oh, I disagree. I think everyone wins.
No, Buzz. Oh, no. God. No. Listen. I got
red, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
When mine's red, I go to the doctor. I don't know about you.
I gave up. Mine's always red.
Are you really wearing red male underpants?
Yeah.
Red?
Yeah.
What color red?
Red.
Like
fire engine, like long underwear
fire,
red.
Like fire engine red?
Yeah.
Not even maroon or anything like that?
No.
Why in the God's name of Jim J. Bullock would you wear red underpants?
Well, it's February, and I think we all know what that means.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
And no winner on the phone scan today.
Winner!
No.
But a winner in that news studio.
No winner. And Puppy Bowl, everybody.
Puppy Bowl!
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off. You want to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. Uh-huh. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Don and Mike.
Right.
Emotions. I've not even mentioned that today.
How about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good
yeah.
for me?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For showing restraint?
Absolutely.
Can I?
No.
Okay.
Come on.
Why? You know, why bother?
Well, because.
Yeah.
It's an insight into...
The life of me?
Your soul.
Yes. Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you can mention it. Yeah, you can mention it.
Mike's divorced today.
Yeah.
Today's my
final degree.
It's official.
Decree.
Degree.
I should have a degree in it.
I graduated.
I should have a friggin' degree in it. I should have a PhD in it.
You got a bachelor's.
I got a bachelor's. Yes, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be going for that master's either.
There you go.
I think you will.
Really?
I think eventually.
Well, I'd like to say hi to my friend, also Judge Benny. Judge Benjamin Kendrick, who, good guy. And David is that family court.
Yeah,
a sad place to be. Any way you slice it.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It was sad for the lady that was there before I was. It was sad for the two Indian couples that were in there that were getting divorced.
Oh, we are so sad that he's not worked out for us.
Sorry, that's it. Well, it was not the couple. It was like one.
Just one of.
I think
one
there
of
were two
each.
Women that were in there.
Uh-huh. So one know. Of each, one member of each couple was there.
With the Indian or Ethiopian? I'm not sure. Right. It was who knows?
Same thing.
Can't
thing.
Tell. It was
anyway, you know.
They were named Eras.
This is Kiefer Sutherland. The Eris family.
The Eris.
The Arabs that are depicted on 24 have not gone through nearly the suffering of Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Don.
Who today, you know, he's doing the clown thing.
Yes, I'm smiling on the outside.
Crying on the inside.
Of course, previously in my last two marriages. But it's official. Two-time loserdom. Is me.
But I'm not bringing it up like that, like as a ball-busting thing.
No.
I swear to God, that's why I didn't bring it up earlier.
Right.
And you know, when I was
giving another one of my fabulous dissertations about how long I've been in radio and did everything, but for me, I was sitting there, there was a little catty part of me when you and I were playing back and forth that you said something, and I thought for half a second, well, that's catty. Then I thought, well, and no, you know, Mike's having a day today. We've not even said anything about it.
I'm not. I mean, I'm really not. I mean, it's not. It's neither the stereotype of, you know, being super sad or the stereotype of being, you know, hey, it's final. You know, that's like a sitcom. It's just.
You don't want to go out for drinks tonight?
No. Well, that always.
Yeah, right.
That has nothing to do. That never has anything to do with my mood. And I will be doing that tonight.
I know you will. Anyway.
It is Mardi Gras.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, there. You know what? This is on the house.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Actually, I'm going down the street to Okra's.
You're giving a plug to another place?
Yeah, I'm going down there. And then I'm going up to my place later.
So anyway, feeling for you. And I did, you know, we talked about it before the show in the office, and I won't mention all that stuff in the office, but, I'm feeling for you, because I know...
Yeah, it's a drag.
That you're, you know, you're...
It's
you're
sad.
Doing the show, you know, and...
Right.
For goodness sakes, we're...
Johnny Constantino! Pagliaccio! No, I mean, you obviously hope that they work out. It's it's not a fun thing at all. I am happy about one thing, and I will say this publicly. I'm very happy that throughout this entire ordeal, my kids.
You're welcome, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, not you. Yeah. No, can I be serious, please,
okay.
Mouth?
Okay.
The kids are very happy. My daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, due in large part to both of us. The kids have maintained a pretty happy life, and that's what I'm happy about. And that. You know, I don't want to be preachy, but I tell everybody because, you know, now I do, damn it, I do have a master's in it. I think, you know, because I think you start at college level when you get married.
Right, well,
so I think
true.
I got my BA and then I get my MBA.
I'm
talking about
you
master's.
You said I got my BA.
Master's of Business Administration.
That's a tough safe to crack. I've been trying to crack that safe for the last 8 months.
In divorce, I have an MBA. Uh-huh. That's it. Not anything to do with Beth Ann McBride. I think really what you have to do is you look.
I have an MF.
What's that?
In marriage.
Yeah.
I've been a married.
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah.
When you read the entire degree.
An MF.
No, I think you have to suck it up, both of you. You have to actually be adult enough to get by it and deal with it, and that keeps your kids happier. And if you bring kids into the world, that's your responsibility and your obligation.
Right.
There. Speech over. End of lesson.
You've done that well, Mike.
Thank you.
And here now is Billy Bush, a man who's... How long have you been married, Billy?
I've been married 7 years. What is this, some kind of Valentine's Day special? Nice and early?
Seven years.
No, my divorce became final today, Billy. We were just talking about it.
Oh, my God. Are you going out? Are you partying tonight?
No, it's not that kind of thing. I go out and party every night. So that's it. No particular. No reason.
Joe Jacoby, no reason.
Exactly.
Billy, Access Hollywood, that's tonight, 7:30 on NBC4 here in D.C. around the country. Check your local listings for Billy on Access Hollywood. Billy, I really don't care what's on your show tonight. What we want to talk about is your Super Bowl commercial.
Yes.
You didn't even hip us to the fact that you were going to be in a Super Bowl commercial.
I'm a very humble man.
No, that's the second time I've heard that today.
Gary Coleman got axed. He was the end of that. When I looked at the way it came out, is nothing like the original script.
Huh.
Gary Coleman was supposed to be the kicker at the end. He was supposed to, because of the whole miniaturization thing, he was supposed to be sitting in a cafe somewhere and go, you know, I started this whole trend.
So he
got the wax. Huh.
So there you are. You're on TV during the Super Bowl with the commercial and the Access Hollywood, and now that you're out of Jacksonville, please tell us, even though you said life on the cruise ship was great.
Yeah, he was in the A spot.
Is Jacksonville an armpit?
Jacksonville is great. I'm telling you.
Is it a great armpit, Billy?
It's hard to get around. It can be tough to get around at times, but the people are fantastic, and they loved having everyone there, and I didn't meet one, you know, nasty soul. I mean,
you know what?
Great.
Excuse me, you know what this is like?
Right.
If I had a woman for Mike, I'm not piling on, Mike said, what's she like? And I said, well...
She's got a great personality.
She'll make you laugh, Mike.
Yeah, when you say the people are great in the city, that's it. That's exactly right. We're interpreting. We're reading between Billy Bush's lines here.
That's right.
That's right.
So how fast did you beat ass out of Jacksonville?
Getting out of the actual Super Bowl, I made a smart move. I had my driver meet me on the other side of the highway. I just walked over the bridge of the highway.
You really did? You walked over?
Yeah, I didn't want him coming in near this. Don't even come near the stadium. Let me get to you.
Right. And how was the entire event? Did you enjoy yourself?
It was so awesome. I mean, the Super Bowl is the best. Was tight.
Game sucked. I mean, the third quarter was okay.
I mean, finally we got the pace picked up. But at least it was a nail biter. I mean, 7-7 and then 14-14. And
so who were the celebrities that you saw there? I mean, besides the ones on your TV show in real life, you know, when you're hanging around being the lottery winner, who did you see?
hanging around being the lottery
winner. Yeah, you know, like you do.
I love that. I love the painting you make of my life. The ones we saw around were, Puff Daddy was there. We didn't put him on the show, but he was there with, Ashton Kutcher and Nick Lachey. Those guys were running together and sitting a few rows in front of my gang. And then, let's see.
How big is your posse when you travel?
You know, I don't have a posse at all. In fact, I always leave my assistant home because I just like to move quickly and I'm better on my own. But at the Super Bowl, I brought, five buddies.
You had a whole gang there.
Oh, absolutely. Super Bowl's, that's different.
I understand. Seriously, one thing Jacksonville is great for is, lap dance clubs. No, I'm not kidding. It's supposed to be...
Oh, really? Better than Tampa?
It's supposed to be better than Tampa.
No.
Now, I'm not saying...
Where did you hear that?
That the quality of women is better.
Well, the Super Bowl, they bring them, they bust them all in.
Oh, and that's what I was reading, that they were bringing in girls from Miami and from Boston.
They do that for the Super Bowl.
And these girls were going to make, like, 15 grand in a three-day period, and they were saying that Jacksonville has more strip clubs...
Really?
...than any... Billy, how many did you go to?
I didn't go to any strip clubs.
Oh.
Liar.
Listen, I used to love going to them, but inevitably, I'm going to end up in some gossip column there, and my wife's going to say, why did you go to this strip club? I said, well, because my buddies wanted to go in there, it's just a single,
and Billy?
Now I don't want to deal with it, so I just don't go.
Are you like me when you watch the Super Bowl pregame show? Or do you think, man, I wish there could be more Charlie Daniels? he was only on two or three times.
CDB.
But what they didn't show is Charlie went around behind the Black Eyed Peas. He couldn't believe what he saw. Charlie Daniels stood right behind the Black Eyed Peas stage and was completely fixated on Fergie's rear end.
And
she gyrated at 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, she was the, I think, the high point of all the festivals.
That, for me, is always the most awkward, where they mesh the different musical cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you had the Black Eyed Peas playing and Charlie Daniels is out there. And normally the idea you get is that Charlie Daniels is like, man, a KKK meeting. And he's up there dancing with, and he's got no idea what the song is that they're doing.
It's right. The melting pot that is America.
It
That's
is.
Right.
All right.
Well, Gretchen Wilson, she's a big Grammy nominee. I understand that. But I didn't get the Charlie thing either, although it was kind of hot.
Yeah, well, that's a Jacksonville thing. He's from Jacksonville, like Leonard Skinner and the 38th Special.
Oh, Charlie Daniels?
And now that you explained it to me, I'm clear.
Very good. So you had a good time at the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's the greatest, and I can't wait to go again with the Patriots.
Listen, what did George send about your TV show tonight? Mary-Kate Olsen. How wafer-thin is she?
The video, I gotta tell you, it's unbelievable. She looks so small. She looks literally
great.
Like an 8-year-old kid. I mean, it's just frightening. And the paparazzi, it's the lead story on our show.
You know what that is? Yeah.
Crazy. Outside trying to get to her. Some guy, he falls down, they trample on him. I mean, just to see what these animals are doing to get the, to get the shot of this girl looking sick. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's so sick. It's a lead story on your show tonight. I mean, I'll be one, and you got to love that in sweeps. If you've got Mary-Kate Olsen looking wafer thin.
Yes, waif-like.
Yeah, and she was already so freaking skinny. And those girls got the Vish mouths, don't they?
Yes, they do.
The Olsen girls. I mean, and Mike, there's a difference. They don't have new and improved Joker product mouths, as far as I'm concerned.
No, they've just
got weird.
And because they're so small, I think their mouths are exaggerated.
Billy, which Olsen twin is your personal favorite?
I like the other one.
because I want this one to get healthy again. She's not healthy, and it's sad.
Yeah.
She's somebody's little girl. I hope it doesn't happen to mine.
All right. It's very sad. It'll be the lead story tonight on Access Hollywood.
I'll be sad together.
Around the country. Billy,
we're bringing awareness to the issue, Don, and you can count on us.
I know. You're a good man. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Billy.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. He's a part of him.
That's when he gets off and he's like, jeez. he was rough on me today.
See, but unlike
Ridge... He was rough on me today, guys.
Unlike Ridge Eisen, he won't write some pansy letter.
No. At least he comes from the background.
Okay. Real quick here, before we get to...
Are they saying that the Mary-Kate stuff is D-R-U-G-S? Or are they saying it's eating disorder? Which anorexia or cocaine? It's usually either or. That's what they speculate.
The tease that the MDC people sent us says, is it drugs or is it they watch tonight?
We could have asked that.
Apparently, this is not the first time celebrities... bother reading it. We do have a Psychic of the Week coming up.
Very good.
Now, Paul McCartney, who knows if he was lip-syncing or not. I think he wasn't. Mike does. Do you know how much he got for performing 12 minutes at the Super Bowl?
How much?
$3.3 million.
Wow.
That ends up being... Thanks for doing the math, Rob.
No problem.
$279,000 a minute. Or $4,650 a second.
God.
Also from the Super Bowl, I should have asked Billy about, he wouldn't have known about this, about Jessica and Nick. Nick was looking for some strange at the ESPN magazine Super Bowl party. Nick sent a bodyguard over to a hot blonde and said, do you want to meet Nick? Because Nick wants to meet you. Then he gave her Nick's cell number and said, call in 20 minutes to go to Nick's hotel room. So you know what she did? She immediately ran to the press.
Oh, my God.
Good girl.
Have you seen Jessica Simpson lately?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you indicating something's wrong with her?
No, she looks incredible.
Right.
I mean, she's good looking to start with, but she's done the whole Daisy Duke thing, getting all cut, and she looks awesome.
She's fantastic. Really good.
Meanwhile, Mr. Gravy Train is sitting there going, hey, call me on my cell.
All right, so that guy, Nick Lachey was not in...
Is he that stupid? That's right.
Yes.
It's amazing.
He was not in NSYNC. He was in another group. But Justin Timberlake was in NSYNC. And what is this? Oh, I wanted to tell you this. Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
He's asked on some British talk show if he prefers Usher to Justin Timberlake. And he says he likes Usher.
Yeah, sure.
And they say, why? And he says, because Usher is a true African-American, not a wannabe like Justin.
Ah.
Here's Simon Cowell's quote. If I had to take one of the two, I'd take Usher any day. The interesting thing about Justin is he is a white boy who has tried hard to make himself a black boy. You get the impression he wants to be black.
Okay.
That's from Simon.
Interesting.
I'll go with that. Oh, God. Running out of time. Wait on that. Here you go. Feel good.
All good.
I can give it to you in one sentence.
Okay.
Jobless man hacks mom with axe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feel-good, all right.
Yeah.
It's from somewhere in Nebraska. Jobless man killed his mom with an axe because she didn't give him any food. He's dependent on his mom. She works.
Sounds like Fargo.
He doesn't. Last week, drove his wife out of the house. She was also working to support him.
Right.
She couldn't stand it. She left.
Uh-huh.
So it's just his mom. Saturday, he asked his mom to serve him dinner. She said she couldn't. She doesn't have a job. She's got no money. So he got an axe and he killed her.
Chopped her up.
Yeah.
Wow. Low blood sugar makes you crazy.
I guess that's the one you were putting in the wood chipper then.
Yeah, that's right, Margie.
Yeah, there you go, Margie. Yeah. And they're running that again on cable.
Yeah. Yes, they are. All the time. Oh. And why is it with a movie like Fargo? It's like 10 years since it's been in the theaters.
Right.
It'll be on Showtime or whatever the channel, because it's in high def.
Right.
It'll be on every day now for the next 2 weeks, then it'll be gone forever.
It is such a great movie.
And
they have to get it back to Blockbuster.
And then the movie that you're going to get in place is...
Is it Kippendorf's tribe?
Oh.
With Richard Dreyfuss?
Krippendorf's
That's
tribe.
That's it. With Richard Dreyfuss?
Horrible.
That's the worst.
Oh, my God.
But it's always on.
Yeah, I know. Fargo is... It makes you realize there are, over the years, so many good movies that don't make it to cable, that they just don't run on cable.
Right.
And you see a Fargo, and it's just fantastic.
But I don't... Mike, who am I to complain? Because every time I turn on HBO, it's Intolerable Cruelty.
Yeah, why?
With George Clooney and Zeta Jones.
God!
I mean, come on, I'm gay for
Clooney.
That's
such a perfect cable movie,
but
though.
Stop it. Right. Stop running that all the time,
exactly.
For God's sakes. And have we... I know we're out of time. I don't even want to talk about Babar.
Yes, you do.
Babar the Elephant is still on HBO.
Uh-huh.
Way too much.
We are watching Babar always.
Hello, Patrick, Don, and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Pat.
It was 98 degrees, the band Nick Lachey was in.
Yeah, this is for you. All right, thank you. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back with the Psychic of the Week.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Marilyn, Chris is in the no-spin zone. What say you, Chris?
Hey, Bill. Great show today. I love your topic.
Thank
just
you.
Wondering, between the TV show and the radio show, how are you also finding time to be the new general manager of
I am a man of many talents. I can do many, many things.
Yeah.
Ambidextrous is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right, Bill.
Gotcha.
Oh.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Bill O'Reilly, he's good.
They mean no disrespect to Orientals.
No.
Don and Mike.
Not at all. Time for Psychic of the Week.
Very exciting.
The segment used to be known as Psychic of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I guess it's still the Psychic of the Month.
Psychic of the Month, Psychic of the Week. It depends on how frequently they visit.
She's a winner on this show because she predicted the presidential election.
She did.
Months before the election.
She nailed it.
Of course, it's Jack A. Stallone.
Maybe.
Sly's mom.
Mm-hmm. Jacqueline Stallone.
Now, before she comes on with her crazy website and picking the Oscars, here's an interesting story about Jackie I had never read before. Jackie Stallone says that Sly was born deformed.
Sylvester, right.
When she gave birth to him, doctors said he would never grow up to be normal.
Well, how?
During the delivery, to speed things up, they grabbed ice picks, forceps, and yanked the baby out, paralyzing his whole head and face and his body.
Wow.
His body was so deformed, it was pathetic. The doctor said, he's so crippled, you ought to put him away.
Wow.
And look at him now.
Now he wants to put her away.
Nick.
Look at him now.
Yo.
Well, let's dial her up.
That's fascinating. I want to ask her about that.
And do. She's ready for the call, right, Rob?
Expecting it, because she's psychic.
Here we go. Psychic of the month.
Very exciting. Jacqueline Stallone, mother of Rocky.
Hello, Jackie?
Yes, me.
Hello, darling. It's Don and Mike again.
Hi there.
How are you?
How are you, Jackie?
What's Washington today?
What? Pardon me, ma'am?
Northern D.C.
Things are very nice. Almost 70 degrees here. Or 60,
hey,
something like that.
Yeah. Delightful today.
And
I used to live there, wasn't like that. I think it's getting warmer.
Jackie, besides being a world-renowned psychic and the mother of Sly, we should and Frank,
right.
We should point out that you correctly predicted the presidential election on this show.
You nailed that one, Jackie.
That's true.
Good job.
The odds, I said it'd be within 17 electorals, didn't I?
I think you were...
electorals, I think so.
And you did it with your dogs, didn't you?
Together.
That's right.
Yes, you always need help.
Forgot that the dogs
were
helping.
Yeah, the dogs
helping.
Kind of predicted that. Right.
So far, they've been right on. You know, they're using dogs... I just came back from Europe going for days. They're using dogs in many of the hospitals now to detect major illnesses. Did you know that?
Oh, that's right. I saw a story that they
they're doing it. They're training them for
dogs,
the...
Dogs can smell cancer.
Do you think...
Well,
that dogs can
every man will have a dog.
Do you think dogs can smile?
Yes.
Do you think
some
that they
can and some can't?
Do you think if a dog Mike, I'm getting someone backing up my thought here.
Very good.
So
dogs can smile.
I will count this as expert testimony.
I like what Chris Matthews always says. If you're going to get a job in Washington, D.C., get yourself a dog. It's the only friend you're going to have.
You know what I love when Chris Matthews says?
But
We're out of toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he says that to his wife, Kathleen.
I suggested reversible toilet paper. I don't know. Do you think that's a good market?
Reversible? I think anything's possible.
You use one side, then you use the other?
It might be a little tough.
Well, how would you reverse it?
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, touche.
First, same side twice.
Mm-hmm. Touche, yeah. Jackie. Before we ask you about the Oscars, may I be so bold as to ask you about a story that I'm reading where you're quoted saying that your son Sly was born deformed?
Yes, he was, unfortunately.
That's a true story. We'd never heard that
before.
Know.
Well, because basically doctors don't want to admit it. And I think he's overcome great, great odds.
As do we.
I married a doctor 6 years ago. You know, I hated doctors. So I wouldn't even date him. Little did I believe if I'd married this man, and he'd been a stepfather. Oh, no, it'd been Sylvester's father. It couldn't happen because I married a neurosurgeon who could correct something like that.
Yeah. Let me see if this is true, what we're reading here. During the delivery, they had forceps, and they yanked him out, paralyzing his head and his face, and the doctor said, he's so crippled, you ought to put him away?
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. You know, when you tell the truth, you can live it. You can hear it. And I believe that basically... I had him in a charity ward, even though I worked on the stage. I married a European Italian from Italy. Didn't believe in hospitals if you can get it for nothing. You know what I mean?
All right.
I decided for a free clinic when I could really was on the stage. I think his birth cost. Actually, I haven't paid the bill yet. $35. Hospital done me after Sylvester became. Yeah. They done me for years.
Wherever he is, he's got to be proud right now.
Mrs. Stallone, why haven't you paid the bill for about 5 years?
How come he's never had her institutionalized?
Well, finally, I got sick of ants in the mail, and one day I sent an answer.
Put her in old folks' home.
Interesting story.
Yes, ma'am.
The reason I don't pay this bill is the kid don't look like me.
All right.
Well,
now,
they were fit to be tied. Now, would you think, 25 years later, of all the bills you get answers like that, they normally throw the stuff in the trash. 25 years of everything, that's the only letter they ever saved in the New York Flying In Free Clinic in New York City.
Jack, A, true or false that Sly cannot move his face even to this day when he speaks?
If you notice, what he does is he doesn't use a lot of dialogue. He takes his face on an angle, and he's what he did when he did Rocky and all of his movies, he doesn't do a lot of dialogue. It's all body work, action.
Huh. So you mean the whole thing with like the kind of the lip and all that, that might have to do with the way he was born?
No, the way he walks, unfortunately, walks like me. The face, the voice is heavy because his vocal cord, don't forget, one side was paralyzed. I remember these two damn doctors. I wish somebody to find their names. Bastard should still be alive. Stallone in New York Hospital.
Do you consider...
Because I remember I was studying to be an astrologer at that time, so I was looking at the clock, and it was 5 after 7 p.m., and these two young jerks...
We already played the wah-wah-wah-wah tape like
working up
eight times with the Prozac mom.
Naive. Yeah. Was a teenager.
Yes, Jackie.
Look, we've got to get rid of this little son of a bitch.
That's right, baby.
They use.
Now, do you consider... Now, do you think
and
now...
Let's go for it, and they yanked him out with forceps and paralyzed him.
Wow. Is Sly still handicapped in your eyes? Sylvester Stallone, your son, is handicapped?
We have day by day. He was mama's boy day by day. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Kids are very cruel. He has conquered everything he has and has learned to handle it and master it. When I used to take him to the park as a kid, kids would look at him and they'd say, Mommy, what's wrong with the face and this and that? And the mothers would yank him to another
place. You can laugh.
Nobody,
I turned the lights on.
But nobody was nice to my kid.
Oh, Jackie,
and look what he became.
That's awful.
A major star.
That's awful now.
Well, now everybody wants to be his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when's the last time you... When's the last time you two spoke, you and Sly?
Yesterday to him.
Good. He's
The Commando is another Rocky one coming up. I think it's March the 13th on Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
All right.
That was a plug. That was a plug.
And he's going to be on Las Vegas, too, isn't he? He's going to be on that show, Las Vegas.
Yeah, but I'm going back to the one, what do you call it? What is it, Commander? What
the Commando? Rambo?
No, what the,
Buzzing his underpants.
Boxing team.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I bet Beth Ann's calling in about this. Hold on a second. Hey, Beth Ann?
You may have an answer.
Yeah, it's the Contender.
The Contender.
Jackie?
The Contender is another Rocky. Here he gives...
Just hang up, Beth Ann.
...sorts of handicapped people an opportunity to make $1 million and make a name for themselves.
So more handicapped people can
make a name for themselves.
Make a name for themselves.
That's right.
So
you take minorities of all of the United States. He went all over the United States. He and his brother...
into the slum from North Carolina all over. Anyone who really had the
ability. You're on dangerous ground now.
Yes. Brain somebody.
Who wants to get her talking about race?
Basically, married men with families who had a passion to box. But who the hell's going to look at them thinking, maybe go 100 miles away and
she's
get
wound up today.
Saturday
she
night.
Is. She is.
Here they get $1 million jackpot and a chance each week. I watch the rehearsals. Nothing is framed, believe you me.
Oh, this is about the cripple show with Sly.
Right. Yes. Yeah, show. Amen.
Yes,
very
before
good.
Before that, before that. Well, right. Listen, Jackie, thank you for talking with us about that.
Pleasure.
Never known about that. Now, yeah. Are you ready to pick the Oscars?
Yes, yes, I have them all here.
Now, will you be? Now, have you used your dogs? Or is
I
this
use everything I have now.
Good. Everything she has.
Movie. Now remember, I have not been to any of these movies. I've been doing TV in Europe, so I haven't seen any of these. These are my psychic premonitions.
Right. Psychic premonitions for the Academy for the
last year and the year before and year before and year before.
For the 77th annual Academy Award.
Now, Mike, you got the same thing Beth Ann gave me. She gave us like 8,000 categories. You want to just do Best Picture, Best Actor and Actress?
Yeah, let's do Actor, Actress.
Right,
yeah,
you want to do, and I have the answers. What do you want first?
All right, how about Best Actor? Your nominees are?
Best Actor, you're talking about male.
Yes, Best Actor, yes, Best Male Actor in a leading role.
Don Cheadle.
You're not going to go for this. Samuel Jackson won Best Supporting DiCaprio.
Well, now, hold on a second. I don't see Sam Jackson
nominated. Ahead of us here. Let's give her the nominees for actor in a leading role.
Okay, and the nominees are...
The girls or the men?
The men.
We're doing the men.
The Jackie?
Right, the best actor.
Yes.
Samuel Jackson. Did you ever hear of his name?
All right, that's a problem,
not,
though.
He's not nominated. Here's who's nominated.
He can't win.
Who
the hell's nominated? He's going to win.
Okay, well, the nominees...
So who's nominated? Let me tell you. My son, Frank, has been nominated for 11 Grammys. He hasn't won one yet.
Well, see, Samuel Jackson isn't nominated for Best Actor in a leading role.
It doesn't matter.
Right out of the woodwork.
This would be the first time. So you're saying that in a history-making move, one of the non-nominated actors will win the Academy Award.
I think we've seen history made plenty of times.
Very good.
All right.
Screw Don Cheadle, Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, Clint Eastwood, and Jamie Foxx. You say it'll be Sam Jackson.
Yeah, why not?
Do you know what movie he'll win for?
Well, he's only in one.
Well, and what is it?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know?
Coach Carter?
Whatever it is.
Well, that was just down now, Mike. I mean...
Well, Don, I'm just pulling it out of the thin air.
I can't...
Much like Jacqueline did.
You didn't think Schwarzenegger would be trying to run for president. I said he will make a deal and they're going to change the rules. Yep. Okay.
Moving on to the Academy Awards.
What about Best Actress in a Leading Role?
Okay. Actress Hilary Swank, supporting second is Annette Bening.
I know, Liz, she's got right. I mean, at least she's got the...
That's your opinion now.
The category.
No, she does not.
She
has a
problem.
Annette Bening is not nominated in the supporting category.
We don't care whether they are or not.
Okay, well,
you're under the impression just because they're nominated doesn't mean that somebody at the last minute can't just pull something out of a hat.
You're not right.
So you're saying that it's going to be a total shock when Sam Jackson is announced and then
two actresses win in the game. Now, what she's saying, perhaps...
Yeah, Spencer didn't have his prepared.
Yeah. Maybe, are you saying that both Annette Bening and Hilary Swank will win for Best Actress?
Absolutely.
Will it be a tie?
Oh, it'll be a tie.
Yeah.
All right.
But how does Sam Jackson win? He's not nominated.
If I had time, I'd go ask my dog.
You'd ask your dog. You don't have time.
All right, Jackie, finally, Best Picture. Here are the nominees.
Aviator.
The Aviator?
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen any of them. I mean, actually, be the last one I've
What is the one you picked for Best Picture?
Yeah, Aviator.
The Aviator.
Well, who did you pick?
Well, no. We like the Aviator also.
We like the Aviator as well.
I haven't even seen it. I don't even like him, so... Mm-hmm.
It's great. The Aviator is great.
Fantastic.
You're supposed to pick the movie when I don't like the person.
Yeah, we understand.
There you go. So again, the picks are Sam Jackson.
I have great affection for the Aviator.
It's Sam Jackson, Annette Bening, and who splits it with Annette Bening?
Annette Bening and Hilary Swank.
And then the Aviator.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, let me tell you something.
What's that, Jack?
It's not my style. You know, many of these things, it's not my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, it's. I mean, you're actually getting that through your dog.
Half the stuff I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's the last movie you saw that you did like?
You know something? I'm dying to go. I'll tell you, this Battle Axe that looks something like also stands a chance of coming up for a nomination. That English actress that looks like Debbie Reynolds on a bad day.
That Battle Axe?
Did you get a chance to see $1 Million Babby?
Nope. I've been out of the country.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Anything.
European TV.
Did you see Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
I'll tell you why. Well, listen, when I said that who would come in winning number one, and no one believed it was, who's that only one that was married to...
How about that movie, Hotel Ramada? Have you seen that with Don Cheadle?
I have not seen one movie. That
Hotel Ramada is supposed to be really good.
Supposed to be good.
I know, but I don't go by that. I get my ball, my tarot cards, my dog. We all sit on these films.
Oh, her crystal ball.
Crystal ball, absolutely.
How about the director? Are you interested in that?
Yeah, how about that? Sure. Right, let's go with the...
All right, who's the best director?
One of the two, Eastwood or Sikorsky.
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 Martin Sikorsky.
It's gonna be a toss-up.
I like Martin.
Real close.
I like Martin Sikorsky too.
Well,
then who's the winner? It's gonna be one of those two guys. Who do you go for?
One of the two. It's almost gonna be a tie.
Oh, another tie,
possibly.
I mean, a tie.
All right, there are lots of ties there, and then Samuel Jackson will be Jackson will be turning the world on its ear.
Why do you say that's so unusual? You know,
it's never happened.
Well, you're going by what normal the rules. Well,
right.
The rules are made to be broken.
Absolutely.
I guess so. But Jackie, here's the thing. Could you just tell us the film that Sam Jackson, from his body of work from the last year, would be nominated from?
No, I cannot.
Hey, Buzz, could you do a
let me see what I can come up with.
I go to all the Sam Jackson movies. I can't believe it was SWAT last year?
All I know is that I put my hand on his movies. On the sheet, and I got some nice vibrations.
That's
from
sweet.
It. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. What we'd like to do is call you the day after the Oscars.
Well, they do. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd love to. Then check your track record here.
And compare
what you were right about George
about
Bush.
98%.
That's good.
And I haven't seen any of these movies, so it's not a case that I'm going and becoming a movie critic.
Well, I'm telling you.
I wouldn't know how to be a movie critic, because I give them all an A for trying.
I think you'd like Hotel Ramada. It's a movie that really says a lot about some people going through some tough times in a Ramada Inn.
And I think she's right on about Hilary Swank.
You know what's a real feeling?
I like to see movies. I'm telling you, the type of movies I really like to see are like The Rocky. The people that basically have show that basically stand a chance.
What you need to see then is Are We There Yet?
Okay.
That's a really good one.
All right, well, listen, Jackie, as always, it's been great talking to you. Right. What are your dogs' names again, ma'am?
All right. These dogs are going to get a very big commercial very soon.
Good. Yes. Oh, that's good.
Don't you see? Listen, I have people look at the website. I'm not selling anything. But at least you can see my...
We'll link it to ours.
People whose predictions I've done.
We'll link it to ours, but please give it as well right now.
www.JacquelineStallone.com.
Very good. We will have everybody go to your website.
Look at all the pictures of my whole family from age one to now.
And a very sexy picture of you.
In a bathtub.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. Here she is.
And now?
Buzz has it up there now. Yes.
Right now. It's a screensaver.
Look at Frankie's website. You'll get all about Sylvester on it.
Very good.
FrankStallone.com.
All right.
All about me. We'll call you the day after the Oscars.
You too, boys. I love to hear from my hometown. I was born and raised in that town.
Thank you. Thank you, Jacqueline.
See, I've got the Sam Jackson from this year. He was in... He was in The Incredibles. He was a voice.
Yeah.
He was also a voice in the video games.
See, at least you go to the movies.
Grand Theft Auto. He was in Kill Bill 2.
Right.
He was in Twisted. I saw that with Ashley, what's her name? Or one of those
girls. My wife, Judd.
Yeah.
Ashley
and,
Judd.
SWAT was last year.
Sweet. I'm sorry, Mike.
Well, you boys will have to do your homework.
Yeah, we'll try.
We will. Jackie, I'm sorry that we came unprepared to this segment.
Well, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jacqueline.
People don't want it scripted. They want to be able to say, hey, like you just walked into your front room and started talking to them.
Just one more double check as we're writing them down. Your pick for best picture?
Aviator.
Oh, okay. Very good.
The Aviator.
All right.
And can I just say something as a parent?
Yes.
I'm very glad that you did not put your son away.
I wouldn't consider it.
After the doctors?
The doctors away first.
After they grabbed those ice picks and yanked him out.
Then they went, listen, you know how many times for years I went to the doctors, they wanted to operate on this kid? Let us do an operation. I said, absolutely not. Well, then he's autistic. Put him away because you're nothing going to have pain, and put him away while he's little so you'll never suffer.
Oh.
Very young. I said, no, I can't do that.
Good for you.
Now, what would have happened if I had done?
The world would not have rock.
That's right. Yes, and also let's not forget that other movie, no pun intended, Oscar.
Yes.
Your son did a great movie named Oscar, Sly did.
Stop and My Mom Will Shoot.
I love that one.
Well, that was a story about my behavior and him. A lot of that was true. The dog was that he gave me was he stole it from a pet shop first before he went. He didn't have any money.
He's great.
The dog's name was Leg McMuffin. Remember the song, I Must Have That Doggy in the Window?
Yeah, right.
What do you want for Christmas? Well, he didn't have
pen. I don't know.
So I said it's a dog.
Okay.
We'll run it again.
Thanks, Jackie.
He goes on Fifth Avenue, swipes.
Thanks.
They haven't asked for the money either.
Thanks.
Talk to you after the Oscars, honey.
Take care, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Put your headphones back on now, Mike.
All right, Jesus. Charming.
Oh, great.
I tell you, that's... She's 4-star.
She is. She's a good one.
She is just
she's always
4-star.
A delight. I didn't mean to take my headphones off.
Sam Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Run away.
That's your winner. And Aviator.
And the Aviator.
The Aviator. But don't forget about Sly being deformed.
Yes, and corroborated the whole story.
Confirmed. Didn't even know anything about
there
it.
There you go.
Still crippled today, but managed somehow to get it done.
They told me to put him away.
Really, seriously, how come he's not had her locked up somewhere?
Well, he couldn't have locked me up. I've just been in Europe on TV.
Do you think she had her head wrapped up? Do you remember when
in
she
my
came?
Turban?
Swami style. When she came by our show?
I got a turban. I got a beautiful head of hair.
Anyway, that's Jackie.
The picture of me on the tub.
Jackie still on that. Yeah. We'll link that to our website.
Samuel Jackson. The rules are made to be broken.
It's funny that she'd be talking about someone with a deformed face.
Oh, all right. No way to ruin a beautiful segment.
Okay.
I'm not taking you to the Aviator. There you go.
Have you seen the picture of her really in the bathtub?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Sexy. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Oh.
Baby.
A very, very nice figure.
Well, I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think we can accomplish most anything if we're willing to pay the price. And the price of success is hard work.
Lombardi.
Hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and a determination that whether we win or lose, that we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand.
The Don and Mike Show. They're not cheap, just thoughtless. Yeah. Don and Mike.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. You know, we average about 700,000 hits a day. And you guys set a record yesterday with the download.
Right.
A Bill O'Reilly thing. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Hey, listen now, kids. Over 200,000 people downloaded that segment yesterday.
Well, I certainly hope they had time to check out the store while they were downloading, because there's a great opportunity for each and every one of you to pick up a fabulous souvenir.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's got the daily log, the downloads. Tomorrow on the show, I just want to say, now, Mike, I know that you kid on the air about being out of the loop.
Yes.
But I do want to tell you that tomorrow we do have a major star.
A major star.
A major star. From my wish list.
Oh.
When Beth Ann got the job, here are some of the names that I gave her. You know, because we never get guests. I said, yeah, Brian Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I love Brian Wilson.
Right, got him.
And then I put Yaz. Yaz the fag.
Yes.
And she's always been trying to get Carl Yastrzemski,
right,
some guy from the Red Sox. Johnny Carson was on the list.
Yes.
You know, we're never going to get him now. We need a shovel to get him now.
Mm-hmm.
But she came through tomorrow with one of the people. And that we could either do a guessing game, or you can really know who it is. Because
I'd love to do a guessing game.
I swear to God, the guy was on my list.
Mm. Give me a hint, and then we'll do a guess. I'll do a guess.
He's awful. He's awful. He's not in the class of the other people.
Well, then we won't.
Right. But he was on the list. And if I give you a
will we have fun with him?
Beth Ann, yes, we will.
Yes, you will.
We will. Well, Beth Ann, have you had the chance to speak to him?
No. He has people.
I'll give you a hint, Mike.
Okay, I've already got a name.
Go.
Steve Guttenberg.
Worse than Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, my.
But he was on my list, though. Well, you know, when we were doing the hiring thing with Beth Ann, when I said, like,
right,
this is a list of people that...
Worse than Guttenberg. Jesus, give me a hint.
His last name? Went out.
He sings.
Hi, the hen.
Hasselhoff.
No, not as good as Hasselhoff either.
He was in a show with a past guest that you enjoyed speaking to very much.
Oh, that's too convoluted. I don't think Michael will ever get it.
I need a better hint.
Well, can I just tell our listeners that tomorrow, at about this time,
yes,
we will be on the phone with, or it may actually be earlier than this. Go ahead, say it, Beth Ann.
Adrian Zmed.
That's right.
Finally. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Zmed.
How did we get him?
Adrian Zmed.
I swear to God.
It wasn't easy.
Wow. I swear to God.
Oh, to hell with all of you.
And I'm not kidding. It was on my list.
Zmed.
I had Denny Terrio and Adrian Zmed.
Adrian Zmed.
On the list that I gave her on a piece of paper.
Jesus.
8 months ago.
He played Vince on T.J. Hooker.
Zmed. Thanks for the heads up, no Matt on the Zoo.
And I loved him on whatever the dance, what is it, Dance?
Dance Fever.
Dance Fever.
With Adrian Zmed.
That's right, tomorrow, Adrian Zmed on the show.
Zmed on the Zoo. Great.
Zmed.
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 I love the name.
It's almost like that Tony Randall thing. That
Zmed.
Zmed.
Zmed. Zmed.
Thank you, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Don't let anybody ridicule you about that around the station, Beth Ann, because that was on my list.
Another great guest.
One or the other.
Adrian's mad.
Kim or the other guy.
Can't find many big stars that begin with a Z.
And they're going to ask him if he's made out with Merv Griffin.
Except for Zsa Zsa.
Because that was the word with the other guy, too, with Denny Terrio.
Denny Terrio.
Listen, I know we played the Lombardi tape. The Super Bowl is over. I'm sad. Everybody's bummed out. And I watched part of the Patriots parade on television today.
Wow.
And I'll say this for this guy, Belichick. He really... Although he dresses like a homeless guy, he is so freaking humble. He's up on, Mike, what is it? Is it Copley Square in
Copley
Boston?
Square, yes.
And they're in these duck boats.
Yes, the duck boats are the boats that are, they're amphibious, and they go on land and water, and they take them on the lake, and it's a great way to have a parade.
So they've got the first one that's got Kraft in it, and Belichick,
right.
and they go to make the comments. Everybody's screaming, Dynasty, you're the greatest coach of all time. He says, I don't know what you people are talking about.
Right.
I'm just a coach doing my job. So, today, on the Don and Mike Show, because we care, and because tomorrow, it's uncued. Or is it broken? Let's find out. You're right, it's broken. Because we care, we're going to make a long-distance connection right now. Let me press this button. I know we got two musics playing at one time, but give me a chance. Come in, Vince. Hello, Vince?
Oh, it's the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
That's right. Everybody listening in Green Bay will be
especially
excited because Vince Lombardi's
here. What's all this crap about Belichick, huh? I'm Vince effing Lombardi.
Now,
give me a break here, faggots.
Have you seen any...
Who's comparing me to this guy, Belichick?
Everybody
Do you
is.
Know who I am?
Who are you?
I'm Vince Stinkin' Lombardi. Cut the crap.
How's Marie?
Marie's up here with me. Have a cigarette, baby. Great to see you. You don't dress like that in a Super Bowl.
How do you dress?
Every game I'd wear an overcoat. I didn't care if it was 100 degrees. Overcoat, shirt, tie, fedora.
Right.
Not like that bum, that homeless, crappy bum. Belichick.
He has the...
I'm Vince Lombardi.
But he has...
The ghost is speaking to you.
Okay.
All right. Have your nice little ride in your gay duck boat. I'll tell you right now, you wear nice clothes, not sweatshirts. Not sweatshirts. And you also wear scratchy tweed briefs. That's what makes a man. Mm-hmm. And you always apply yourself to the task at hand.
Now,
this is Vince Lombardi, the ghost floating above your head.
Ooh.
Acrobats. Ooh, scary.
Do you know that I was reading in, I think, one newspaper, they have your picture, and then on top of it, Belichick's picture, that he now has a better postseason record than you.
That's crap. I was a molder of men.
Yeah.
I caught those stupid animals to be real men. That's what I did on the frozen tundra at Lambeau Field.
You mean the great...
Not like Belichick with those high-priced ballerinas.
So...
They're faggots, cackafans.
Oh, come on. Like you,
beware.
Didn't have, like you didn't have any faggots on the Packers?
I'll come down there, and I'll haunt you in your sleep. The ghost of me, Vince Lombardi. You apply yourself to the task at hand, and behave yourself, and forget the Patriots. We had real teams in my day. I'll tell you, me and Curly Lambeau are gonna scare Belichick. We're gonna scare him. He's gonna have night terrors. Night terrors that'll make him wake up in a cold sweat. That is if he takes that crappy sweatshirt off that he's wearing all the time.
Ooh. What would you say there? Let's say that you're able to get inside Bill Belichick's head tonight when he's sleeping.
I'll get into anybody's head. I can get into yours, Packer boy.
You
put yourself down the dreamland, and I'll come in your dreams and scare you. You know how?
How?
Because I'll be nude.
Oh.
That's right. It'll be a nude Lombardi floating over your head with my beanbag.
Oh.
Scared?
That's scary.
Scary. Take a look at this, and you'll wake up screaming that Lombardi was standing over your head, straddling your forehead, looking down at you, waving in the breeze, going, whoa! Don't blaspheme the memory of Vince Lombardi.
All right, now listen, you know, I am a huge Packers fan, but I must tell you.
Yeah.
Even your greatest teams.
The greatest never teams had, ever recorded.
You never had.
65, 66, 67. Don't you all fags forget it. We were the Packers, Packer fans. Not like today with Brett Favre. Those teams don't count. I had Forrest Gregg. Listen to that name. That's not a pansy name. That's a Packer name.
Now listen, some guys on the Packers, and I am a Packers fan, but some guys back when you ran the team had to be homos.
You don't talk about Paul Hornung in front of me. You knock it off. He was called the Golden Boy. That's what you're talking about. Lies. I'm going to haunt you, Geronimo. You're going to be visited by the naked ghost of Vince Lombardi, fresh out of his locker room shower.
Hey, yes, oh, you know what? Oh, could you please visit the dreams of NFL broadcaster Rich Eisen?
Rich Eisen, absolutely. Your wish is my command. He doesn't have the respect for the history of the game that everybody should have. No queers, never. That's my motto.
Huh.
That's it. Winning ain't everything, it's everything, or whatever I used to say. I'm very excited about being here, floating overhead. But look at my outfit. I got an overcoat, a tweed jacket, a shirt and tie, a beautiful shirt, a white button-down shirt with short sleeves underneath my sensible jacket. You tell Belichick he needs a sensible haircut, too. He doesn't. He looks like Shemp. I can't stand that. I really can't stand that.
Coach?
And I want all my coaches to behave themselves.
Coach, they say Belichick is a genius.
Ah, that's a bunch of crap. You don't need to be a genius. You need to be a great man. I was a great man. Don't you know who you're talking to?
I'm talking to a man.
It's Lombardi, the spirit ghost. I hate anyone who sleeps. No sleeping. Don't sleep on my watch. When I ran my training camps, the first thing that I would do is make sure they weren't allowed to sleep.
Why?
I said, hey, wussies, no shut-eye on my watch. Get up and stay up for 3 weeks of camp.
Wow.
That's how you make tough guys. Even in heaven, I haven't fixed my green and gold teeth. I have green and gold teeth.
Nice.
Take a look at these, huh? Here's my crump. I got my crump on. Yes, sirree. I said there's time to sleep in March after the season's over. Forget it. I hate the teams of today with the dancing and the celebrating and all that crap. Celebrate on my watch and you'd be driven into the frozen tundra, by God. Ooh, have I scared you yet?
Yes.
Look at this. I'm the worst ghost you've ever seen. Ooh. How do you, hey, Vince
Vince?
Lombardi.
Vince?
Yeah, I'm tired of those football players today.
Why?
All of those lazy queers dancing. They make me want to puke. They make me want to puke Marie's meatloaf up. I'll tell you right now, and believe me, that's no easy task. It comes up like a reverse brick sandwich. I say, Marie, if you put that crap on the plate, if you put that crap on the body's plate again, I'll give you the back of my hand.
Wow.
I'll treat you just like a linebacker. I'll show you a hit. I didn't let the defensive line breathe.
No.
I'm Vince Lombardi, top guy.
So your message for Bill Belichick, who's just won his second straight Super Bowl, is?
Yeah, I got a big message. Hey, I'll say it to him out loud.
Okay.
This is the ghost of Vince Lombardi. Hey, Belichick, look at my ass. Oh. Go ahead, pucker up, pussy boy.
Oh.
I'll tell you right now, I don't care for you. Smoke more Winston's. Bye.
Bye.
See you next year for another Packers disappointment.
Hey.
Come on, boys, step it up. Whoa. I'm floating away. Hey, I'm going to float over to the newsroom.
Oh.
Now, do you see him, Buzz?
Hey, Sissy Redpants.
Yes, Coach.
Oh, sleepy.
I'm not sleepy.
Uh-huh. This is a weird song.
Yes.
I hate this crap. Why don't you all get crew cuts and act like men?
Thank you, Vince.
Dangling over us.
Can I hang around for the news, Steve?
Yes. In a world where on radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
I got gas.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
that. Hey, take
that.
A look at him.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at him. You know, he never played organized sports.
What kind of pansy newsman are you? Knock it off. I hate that song you were singing a little while earlier about those red underwear. You make me puke.
I'm sorry.
And I'm the ghost of Vince Lombardi. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, do your income taxes, you big wuss.
See, Buzz did his income taxes during the Super Bowl.
That's a blasphemy.
Sorry.
Blasphemy. I ought to come to you. Never sleep again. I'm haunting you forever. That's the worst thing I ever heard. You know who I am?
Yeah, Vince Lombardi.
I'm Vince Lombardi.
I thought so.
Ooh, what do you got tonight for us, Buzz?
Buzz, what is the lead story? Oh, hold on. What, Vince?
Say hi to Sonny for me.
We'll do that.
That's the reason. I tell you, you want to win a game?
Yeah.
You throw a few beers down there, Gullet.
Ah.
That'll take care of it.
What is your lead story tonight, Buzz, on the news in the comments?
More women are having extramarital affairs.
See you soon, jerky.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. Hey, listen, who's going to be there first, Sam or Sonny?
Oh, boy, pie goes to the runner.
Vince.
Yes.
This has been very
professional, voice.
This is the Don and Mike Show. All that you're left with is the latex and the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, dude. Walker, here we go with Buzz Now, brought to us tonight by Viramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's Dr. Develop.
Someone call for a doctor.
Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Directly assistance.
Q. Hey, Mom, this is Mr. Rhythm and Blues. Sugarloaf.
Yeah.
Song I like no one else does.
Oh, no. I'm not alone.
I think I'm not the guys in the room. I think speaking for America.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you play that just you like. You know, and I mean, that's one that that I like, too.
Yeah, well, really. I think that makes you queer, though.
Why? Did I like that one?
Not fag queer.
Right.
Just queer, odd. Because generally speaking, yes, thank you, Buzz, odd.
Yeah. See, what I never do
that's
is like...
That's not a favorite of the listeners.
Yeah, some of the ones that you play where I just went, some of the ones you play that I don't like, I never, like, make it a big deal and, like, shake my head and stuff like
right.
that. You know?
There's a lot of them that I... hold on, let's...
It's a good one. One you like.
This is one we've never played as a rejoiner.
And there's a reason.
You like it.
You might remember it as the follow-up to One Bad Apple by the Osmonds.
Oh.
That's right. Whoa, whoa. Like a yo-yo.
Just like.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
just like a yo-yo. See, Mike, there's worse stuff.
It's a big
shaking
hit.
My head there.
I've got worse stuff.
Oh, dear. It goes down from there?
Well, now this one is not really bad.
I like that.
Okay.
Love that.
You like that one?
Yep.
Hold on. How about...
You're going to hit one once. I know you hit one soon.
How about this one? Here you go.
I don't hate that. I can't shake my head about that.
Hurricane Smith?
Yeah. Because that's so unique and you never hear that anymore.
I know there are a bunch that you play that you play all the time. Well, yeah, like, well, Hey, I play that every day.
Great song.
This, I don't know. Maybe I do like them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I don't shake my head.
Hold on a second. Okay, here you go.
They grow. He's putting fake ones in there.
No. These are all off my real CDs.
Okay,
all
right.
Love it. I want to dedicate this one to Jim Elliot if he's out there.
I rented my apartment on a Monday at 1. It's singing to lolly lolly, I'm shaky bum. Started moving in it.
You know what we're doing now? We're getting into Buzz's news, guys.
This is Buzz time.
We should not be playing Mary Wilson
Wednesday at 3.
Telephone Man. Let's just hear it till she sings Telephone Man.
I do like it.
Thursday at 4, he came and knocking at my door, singing, hey, baby, I'm a telephone man.
There it is.
I think that might be the single worst one we have in the studio.
Amen.
And actually a perfect lead-in to this evening's lead story.
Oh, here we go.
Really?
More desperate housewives are having affairs. In a 1991 survey, 22% of married men said they had cheated, but only 10% of married women gave the same answer.
I got a hiccup.
In the latest survey in 2002, that 10% turned into 15%, and experts say that number continues to increase.
Remember, I've only heard this used in the sporting world.
Right.
I don't hold myself to this moral standard, but if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Hey, Will. Hey, Jada.
And right. Also, I'd like to say this.
Huh?
Eating ain't cheating.
I believe that. I've heard that.
Thank you. I also learned that in sports.
Thank you. Private investigators say they're doing a brisk business tracking down wives having extramarital affairs. The PIs say the husbands tell them that not knowing is the hardest part. Relationship coach Kathy Dawson says an affair can make a marriage stronger, but the divorce is the more likely outcome.
Here's my relationship coach.
Where else would you rather be than right here?
Mark Levy.
Right now.
You know, it's Andy Reid.
This expert says the red flag is when the wife says, you don't listen to me.
What?
Dawson says that for every husband who won't pay attention to a woman's feelings, there's another man who will.
Mm-hmm.
To have these affairs...
Good luck. Let me just say that. Good luck. You know... Never mind.
Yes.
Is it wrong to let them go?
There's nothing any of us can say right now.
It's a
that
rhetorical
would be appropriate.
Question. Really.
Anybody out there, you want her bad enough to listen to her all the time? I mean, I love her.
Everything has a price.
But that has to be part of the deal. You can have her, but you have to listen to every syllable that comes out of that delicate mouth.
That's the requirement.
The other man's grass is always greener.
Yeah.
I think that's the message here, the lesson here.
Watch out for the red flag.
Yes.
Let me just say this, Buzz.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of married guys around the station.
Uh-huh.
That grass is not so much green.
You never know. Yeah.
There's a lot of bald spots out there.
Absolutely.
Let me just say, I think, you know, in a lot of ways... I'm so blessed that I've got, like, the world's finest AstroTurf.
Yeah, well,
that's,
you know,
my wife. You know, especially if she gets this plastic surgery, she'll be artificial like AstroTurf.
Keep that grass green. You got to put a lot of fertilizer on it. That's okay with me.
That's okay with me, sir.
Now, to have these affairs, women are going to have to learn to think fast. And here again, they have some catching up to do. A new and controversial study out of Canada says men think faster than women.
Hello.
4% faster.
Well, duh.
That's right. The nerves in men's brains, our brains have the shells on them. The nerves in men's brains conduct electrical impulses better because they have a thicker coating of a fatty substance called myelin.
That's right.
That's right.
What?
Oh, come on, you follow this, Mike.
The study's being criticized despite the fact that the researchers included psychologists and zoologists, but all three researchers are men, so maybe their findings are skewed, or... maybe they just thought of this faster.
Men are sharper. The panda says so.
That's right. The sexiest ad in the Super Bowl was supposed to air twice, but Fox got cold feet and scratched the second showing.
Can I say I would like to see this guy go after them with everything he's got, because I think he's got a legitimate beef. I really agree. This is when this good guys should, the people that have been, picked on because of indecency and all that ought to just jam it to them.
The spot featured a well-endowed woman testifying for an indecency hearing. She had trouble keeping her top up.
Set a record buzz for TiVo this year. More people
in
this last calendar year went back, and not since Janet Jackson's nipple during the Super Bowl. I'm not kidding about that. Have as many people TiVo'd that commercial.
But in surveys, it was one of the most hated commercials. Women absolutely hated the commercial.
Screw that.
Men kind of liked it.
Haven't we already kind of in this news cast outline the news story that men are smart and women are stupid?
I may repeat it later. The ad was for an internet company called...
I dare you to repeat it when you get home.
The ad was for an internet company called GoDaddy.com.
Yeah.
What does GoDaddy.com sell?
They do websites. They'll do like homepages for you. They do email. It's just various internet services.
If you want someone to be your daddy.
Right.
If you're always wondering, who's your dad?
I've always wanted that.
Yeah,
who's your daddy?
Anybody.
Their main angle is they will register a domain name for under $9.
Oh, okay.
That's a deal.
Good deal.
I want scatlovers.com.
It's taken.
Taken, I'm sorry.
It's scatlover.com.
Ah. Also taken.
Then meloveSCAT.com.
You'll have to speak to me about that.
Scat. That's where it's at, .com.
You got it.
There you go. Yeah, the spot aired in the first half of the game, and GoDaddy executives sat around proudly waiting for the second showing. At the two-minute warning. That's what it was supposed to be.
Go, Daddy, go.
Instead, they saw a promo for The Simpsons. Fox admits it decided to err on the side of caution and cancel the second showing.
Right. That's breach.
Because that's what Fox is all about.
Quoting the owner of GoDaddy, Fox did not even give us the courtesy of a phone call. And yes, he may sue.
Oh, I hope he does.
Yeah, you should win. In a clear-cut ploy to sell more videos, the producer of the hit TV show Desperate Housewives says the DVD will include stuff that was too hot for ABC.
Hello, okay.
In a shameless sales pitch, series creator Mark Cherry says, and I quote, "Certain actresses really don't like to wear bras. We try to accommodate them as much as possible. We do a lot of blurring." The DVD will not have the blurring, but will have a censored scene involving S&M. Quoting Mark, "Standards and practices went nuts. We've got a couple of plots that are going to make much more sense once you see what we've cut out."
This is what I don't buy about this.
Huckstery.
I kind of like the show Las Vegas with James Caan.
That's pretty hot.
Incidentally,
that is very hot.
Masterful job coloring his hair. James Caan. I would have never guessed he colors his hair.
Sure.
Him or John Fogerty. When I was in Blockbuster or Best Buy or whatever the warehouse is that I was in, I saw a first season Las Vegas on DVD. Like everybody with TV shows now, I'm thinking, do I buy this? And it says deleted scenes. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, in the first place, it's a network show.
Right.
So anything that's deleted can't be that great.
I'm amazed at the things that I have seen get on the air through the show Las Vegas. Amazing female nudity earlier in the season. And I don't know how I guess they figured everybody was watching either football or Everybody Loves Raymond, because they did some amazing things in there. If they include more than that, then, the DVD of Las Vegas would be pretty interesting.
Boy, I'm thinking of a love scene. I'm not sure what network TV show it was, but I believe I saw an exposed nipple.
Yeah, so did I. I'll have to think about it.
I wish I remembered it.
Was it still standing?
Yes, with Mark Addis.
Oh, still standing.
No, you know what it was? It was Medium.
I believe. Medium.
You watched? That's it.
Medium.
Yeah. Yep. That's not a bad show.
It was the show Medium.
I went back.
Yeah. Did you do the other thing? I saw that.
Yeah.
Did you watch that last night?
No, I didn't watch it last night.
You know, when Buzz watches it, though, it's small. It's not Medium.
Extra small.
Extra small.
I can't watch Medium. I need to watch Extra Small.
Oh, boy. And did I let Frieda down last night? Because we have the argument. Monday night is a great TV night together. Uh-huh. She does what she does, and then I do what I do, and then we watch 24 together.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 24, we have the discussion about what to watch. And she likes... She loves the show Medium.
Oh.
And I'm always... It looks like a chick show to me, a mind-reading show. Mm. I said... Turn on CSI. It's a new CSI. She said, oh, come on. I said, please, I'll go upstairs, I'll turn it on. She said, okay, I'll be up there in 10 minutes. She said she came up at 10:25.
Mm-hmm.
She'd spent some time doing the dishes watching CSI. She comes up there. I am absolutely gone, dead asleep.
Sean Wood.
No idea what's on television.
It was a great CSI.
Well, I'll see it the next time it's on.
I had to talk Carrie into watching it. It took forever because she's so slow thinking.
I have it on the TiVo.
I can't handle the Caruso. The cable company that was once considered the most prudish in the business
is adding triple X-rated hardcore porn channels.
What's that channel? What is the,
Adelphia. Adelphia in Southern California.
I seen that. I seen that name.
Quietly becoming America's only big cable company to offer the stuff.
I see fish.
Hey, Granny.
Quoting an Adelphia spokeswoman, people want it. The more X's, the more popular. This is the same company that dropped the softcore channel Spice 5 years ago because Adelphia's chairman thought it was immoral. The rest of the industry is now watching Adelphia. If it makes money, then, and it will, other cable companies are expected to follow suit. Experts say that with conservatives forcing racy program off the airwaves, it's created an even bigger market for the pay-per-view hardcore stuff.
It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
All I know is that the price on DirecTV has got to come down.
What's the price on DirecTV now?
It's still, it's the same, you know.
For the pay-per-view
porn.
Yeah,
it's whatever it is a la carte, but if you buy all the channels at once, it's $12.99, and...
Mm-hmm. And I always buy all four.
Three, four, five.
Five, right.
And it's always embarrassing when the bill comes.
Mm-hmm.
Because how am I supposed to tell my wife, listen, all I was really watching was Big Black Beauties, mm-hmm. when, in fact, what shows up is like... I Love Feet,
right?
You know, Backdoor Brigade.
Yeah,
you know, try explaining that. Listen,
I just love the one where the guy goes to the doctor.
I buy five at once, and it's whatever's on. And this is why do you need five? Because I'm not really sure what they all mean.
You know, on that, when you buy that five and you go to that first channel.
Atmosphere.
Yeah, Atmosphere.
ATOS.
They've improved that one.
And you know what?
They've improved that a lot.
However, here's the thing. There's only girls on that channel.
Yeah, but they've still improved it enough.
But you know why it's good?
No.
And I got to be careful. I can say this. Because all it is beautiful women taking their clothes off and just posing for you.
Yes.
It's like women just walking around.
But they pose differently now.
Oh. I've noticed that.
Yes. Much more entertaining.
They try to touch their toes from the weirdest positions.
Cool.
But yes, it's not that I have it memorized. I believe it's channel 596. There's a lot of times I bought all five and thought, I'm wasting money. I could have just bought this on Atmosphere.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, it's just a
very nice.
Very beautiful women.
Yeah, and the way they do it and the way they're photographed.
Soft camera angles.
Yeah, and just kind of, it's kind of, nice.
They just put on a show for you. It was like they know who the audience is. Some guy sitting in his couch with his wife gone. And hi, how are you? I'm a pretty girl. Oh yes, take my clothes off. Yes. Now I'm gonna do a little pirouette and dance around for you and
thanks for looking at me.
Yeah, that's it.
But you say Backdoor Brigade was on. coming soon to a theater near you, the 1972 adult film classic Deep Throat. That movie, pardon the expression, single-handedly led to a government crackdown on porn. The movie was banned in 32 of our 50 states. And it's during a new crackdown on indecency that the movie's being re-released to mainstream theaters this month. It opens Friday in New York, L.A., San Francisco, and Boston. It will be in other cities. 10 new prints of the film have been made, 5 edited to get an R rating, the other 5 to be NC-17.
I know we're up on a break here, Buzz. Before we teach, what was the name of that movie again?
That's Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
God.
You know, when Deep Throat came out, Sammy Davis used to show it at parties at his house.
Come up here with Altavis and I, and we're going to show you a fabulous new film.
What's next?
Let me just tell you first. The mob made Deep Throat in 6 days for $25,000.
The Mafia made Deep Throat? I did not know that.
Yeah, they produced it.
I didn't know that.
It cost them $25,000 to produce it. It has grossed over $600 million.
It is the highest money-making movie based on what it cost in history.
And Linda Lovelace is still gross. I always thought she was kind of gross.
Well, but one man's gross is another man. No, listen, I'm with you.
And when we come back,
I'll
tell you about the other Deep Throat.
What other Deep Throat?
Oh, you mean the Watergate?
Oh, that one. You mean Libby.
You'll have to.
No, okay. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Deep Throat is ill. John Dean, who was part of the Nixon inner circle, says this means we will soon know the informant's identity. Dear.
He's ill.
There he is.
Wouldn't it be great if it was Liddy? After all of his big don't be a rat talk,
that would make him important.
That would probably, I mean, if I know the history, that would probably also make him able to be two places at once.
Yeah.
Because I think he might have been locked up during that time.
The deal the informant made with the reporters was that the identity would remain secret until after the informant's death, which may be soon, according to John Dean.
Well, I mean, do the sleuthing and find out
seriously
who's ill out of that crew.
Well, no, this is not a joke. The answer is one of the biggest ones going, I swear to Christ, like Pat Robertson.
Really?
I read that.
Was he in the administration?
You read that too, or is it Pat Buchanan?
It was Pat Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan.
Yeah.
Pat Buchanan.
The one I've always thought. How is Al Haig's health right now?
I haven't heard.
I'd like to know. Because I've always
said it was Al Haig.
Well, you know what? You know why I always think it's Al Haig? Because the way Hal Holbrook portrayed Deep Throat in the movie, the way the cadence seemed very Al Haig-like to me. So who knows?
Could be.
Or maybe it's simply the wondrous performance of Hal Holbrook.
Hal Holbrook.
Double H. And he was married. Who is he married to?
Dixie Carter.
Right.
Yeah.
Loser. He's a big loser at love.
Or is he? Jeff Swisher.
No, I know he's a loser, Buzz.
Jeff Swisher's going to jail for 10 days after recording video up the skirts of teenaged girls at a mall in Richmond, Virginia. 10 days for disorderly conduct.
Oh, good heavens, no.
Good heavens, no.
I'm afraid so. There's a loophole in the state's law that kept him from getting a longer prison sentence. A lot of states don't even have such laws. Sure, most states have laws prohibiting the unauthorized photographing of people in private areas, like dressing rooms.
Upskirts. Right. Upskirt. That's
or down blouse. Upskirt, down blouse.
Upskirting.
Right, exactly.
Upskirting.
But courts have ruled that people do not have an expectation, a reasonable expectation of privacy in public places like malls.
That's funny.
That's where Jeff Swisher hung out with his tiny little camera.
So I guess that means you can go to the mall in your underwear.
Well, I don't know. I guess.
I don't expect privacy. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Was it a Law and Order last year that had some guy that like had the little camera? He worked at like at an Applebee's or something at a,
and he was taking pictures.
Yeah, on Law and Order.
And he was he got away with it for a long time.
The law says you can't do that in a restroom or a dressing room. That's a crime. But to do it on, say, an escalator in a mall, not so much.
You know what else they had on Law and Order the other night was the one again about a disc jockey going crazy.
Oh, really?
They got Lewis Black. He's like the shock jock, and he's on the air saying some star who's like Jessica Simpson, a teenager, like he's holding the microphone in the studio, crazy, going, "I want you to, someone's gonna bang her, someone's really gonna bang her hard." So then the cops come in and yell at him about it, and in the end, he ends up getting shot.
Oh, really?
The disc jockey was. He gets shot in the arm.
I hate it when they suggest things like that.
Yeah. But, it ends up being a real career boom for him. I'm not kidding. Because that's why the SUV guys, SVU guys, were mad at the end.
Right.
Because they said, oh, he's been shot. And then it's the scene of all of them in the office.
Ding, ding.
They go, listen to him now. And they turn the radio up, and he's going, yeah, I want to tell you, no one's going to tell me to shut up. No one's going to tell me what to do. They can go ahead and shoot me. And then they just shake their heads.
Yes.
You know,
all
the detectives just shake their heads ruefully.
Ding, ding.
And once again, we are represented as the worst scum on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's accurate.
DJ.
Ding, ding.
But Lewis Black is great.
Chung, chung.
A man is accused of stealing night vision lenses from an NBC News storage room and agreeing to sell them to someone he thought was from Iran. 24-year-old Eric Kiriakou of North Babylon, New York, admits he took the lenses and put them on eBay, but he says he wasn't planning to sell them overseas. Until
guilty, Buzz.
Still an undercover agent made the offer.
Mike, do you concur?
Yes, guilty. He put them
guilty.
He put them on eBay.
Buzz, it's 2-1 guilty.
Okay. Guilty.
Often.
There's a law against exporting stuff to Iran, and the feds are enforcing that, what with Iran being so troublesome. Eric's lawyer says his client was entrapped by the phony Iranian offer, but in the end, Eric pleaded guilty to violating the embargo and some other serious charges. On May 10th, he finds out how much time he'll do.
Oh, no time at all. Kill him.
I have a serious question.
Yes.
Tonight, American Idol, is it real? Or is it just more of the audition crap?
No, they're in Hollywood tonight.
High drama tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yes, enjoy.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy. Oh,
will someone be eliminated tonight? Or is it tomorrow night? Is it two nights? Is it tonight, tomorrow night?
Tonight and tomorrow.
You're going to get plenty of cruelty.
It's starting again.
And I think there's a little backstabbing also.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, let us get out of this place so we may see it. But let me tell you really quickly that the hottest selling toy right now is Special Ops Cody, the African-American soldier doll that we saw as a phony hostage.
Oh, that's right, the G.I. Joe.
Everybody wants them. You can only get them at military shops overseas.
Slow down, Cody.
The version that's made in this country is white and just not worth very much money.
Oh, how am you?
Finally, it's happened again, a fast food kid doing something unseemly to a policeman's order.
Uh-oh.
19-year-old Chad Soundnaker of South Carolina is suspected of spitting into the officer's coffee before serving him at the drive-thru. The cop was in uniform and in a marked car.
Smart kid.
The officer wisely removed the lid from the cup before drinking and noticed a floating substance. The substance, now being tested at the police laboratory, appears to be a mixture of saliva and mucus.
Hey, hold on before you say who you are. Doesn't that remind you of Casino?
Casino, yes, when they go to the deli.
Joe Pesci's brother?
Thanks for coming, guys. Yeah, and they do right in their sandwich. That's the first thing I thought of.
Thank you,
That's
Mike.
That's the best loogie scene in any film.
Agreed.
That's the definitive
one. Once again,
one.
We concur.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, the guy gives a real
bad one.
It's like the cops are there for their free food. The Joe Pesci's mobbed up brother going,
Have a nice evening, officer.
That's it. We got to go. Ron and Fez are coming up next on WJFK FM. Please stay tuned for them. We can't endorse anything else because we don't know what else is coming up on these other stations. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Puppy Bowl,
American Idol.
Drive safely, Mike.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.